让我们一同来看以斯拉记。
Can we turn to the book of Ezra?
以斯拉记。
Turn to the book of Ezra.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚达学西王的上谕读在利弘和书记申帅并他们的同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹大人，用势力强迫他们停工。
Then as soon as the copy of King Artaxerxes' document was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their colleagues, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and stopped them by force of arms.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Then work on the house of the God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
所以这里很简单，很清楚地告诉我们，以色列人他们回到耶路撒冷大概只有五万人，他们重建神的殿，但是到一个时候他们不能建下去了。
And then very simply and clearly we know that these 50,000 who had returned to rebuild the temple, the work was stopped and they couldn't continue.
因为政治势力介入了，所以就他们就强迫他们停工。
Because the political power had intervened and they were forced to stop.
所以我们圣经很清楚说，于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了。
That's why the Bible says the work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased.
那么一直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
And it stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
所以总共大概是十五年的样子。
So it's probably 15 years.
然后第五章。
And then chapter 5.
第一节这是很重要的。
Verse 1, it's very important.
那时先知哈该和以多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。
When the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel who was over them.
于是撒拉铁的儿子苏罗巴伯和约撒大的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak arose and began to rebuild the house of God which is in Jerusalem.
有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
And the prophets of God were with them supporting them.
我们读撒加利亚书的时候，
When we read the book of Zechariah,
有两个名字非常突出的。
There are two names that are very special.
一个是约书亚，还有一个就是所罗巴伯。
One is Joshua and one is Zerubbabel.
这里的耶稣亚中文是耶稣亚和这个和这个撒加利亚说的约书亚是一个人。
Actually, Jeshua here and the word and Joshua are actually the same person.
我们叫所罗巴伯是省长 governor.
Now Zerubbabel was the governor.
我们知道说约书亚乃是大祭司。
Now Jeshua was actually the high priest.
他们是领袖。
They are actually the leaders.
所以他们都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
So they arose and began to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets were there to help them.
然后我们看第二十第十三节。
And then let us look at verse 13.
第六章
Chapter 6, verse 13.
于是河西总督达乃和示他波斯乃并他们的同党因大力乌王所发的命令就急速遵行。
Then Tattenai, the governor of the province beyond the river, Shethar Bozanai and their colleagues carried out the decree with all diligence, just as King Darius had sent.
犹大长老因先知哈该和以多的孙子撒加利亚所说劝勉的话就建造这殿，凡事亨通。他们遵着以色列神的命令和波斯王古列大力乌亚达薛斯的旨意建造完毕。
Now the elders of the Jews were successful in building through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they finished building according to the command of God of Israel and the decree of Cyrus Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia.
所以大力乌王第六年亚达月初三日。 这殿修成了。
This temple was completed on the third day of the month Adar. It was the sixth year of the king Darius.
所以从第四章的末了一直到第五章的末了，中间经过了五年的时间。
So from the end of chapter 4 to the end of chapter 5, there was 5 years.
他们停工了十五年。
They stopped 15 years.
现在因着哈该和撒加利亚他们劝勉的话。
Now because of the encouragement of Haggai and Zechariah.
结果他们就起来恢复神的工作。
So they arose to restore the work of God.
最后呢，他们终于完成了神的殿。
And then finally they completed the temple.
那么撒加利亚书呢，前面的八章。
Now the first 8 chapters of the book of Zechariah
刚好就是在这五年里面完写成
occurred in these 5 years.
所以前面有劝勉的话。
So in the beginning there is a word of encouragement.
然后呢，撒加利亚继续的说话。
And then Zechariah continued to speak.
所以最后我们知道神的殿终于完成。
So then when the end finally the temple was completed.
那现在我们找到一个很重要的原则。
Now we found an important principle.
以色列人他们回到耶路撒冷。
The people of Israel as they returned to Jerusalem.
圣经明明说神的灵。激动他们。
The Bible told us that the Spirit moved them.
是神的灵引导他们。
It was the Spirit of God moving in them.
但是后来因着某一些的原因，他们就停工了。
But because of certain reasons, they stopped their work.
然后他们就上山找材料，就建造自己的房子。
And then they found materials to build their own house.
他们觉得好像建造神的殿没有来到。
They felt that the building of the temple there was no purpose in continuing.
现在很明显，圣经借着哈该和撒加利亚来对他们说话。
Now, through very, the Bible very clearly states that Haggai and Zechariah were the ones used by God to speak to them.
不是对巴比伦的以色列人说的。
Now, this was not spoken to the Jews of Babylon.
这些是对回耶路撒冷说的。
This is speaking to those in Jerusalem.
换一句话说。
In other words,
这些话是对明白神旨意的人说的。
These were spoken to those that understood the will of God.
那些不明白神的旨意，他们听不懂，听不见，也听不懂这样的话。
Those that don't understand the will of God, there was not spoken to them.
所以你看见因着先知哈该和撒加利亚的劝勉。
Now because of the encouragement of Haggai and Zechariah.
结果在他们身上产生一个结果。
So there was a result in them.
当然，神借着先知所说的话就是神自己的话。
Now, of course, through the word of a prophet, in other words, the word of God,
神的灵把他们带回来。
The Spirit brought them back.
但真正能完成神工作的。
But the one that could really finish the work of God,
乃神自己的话。
Is God's word himself.
就像当初马丁路德加尔文他们回来一样。
Just like Martin Luther and Calvin when they returned.
你看，的确是神的灵感动他们回来。
It was the Spirit of God to move them to return.
那实在是奇妙的工作。
Indeed, it was an amazing work.
但是他们开始了，没有结束。
But they had a beginning, but they didn't have a conclusion.
所以神借着对撒迪的话说，你们没有一样是完全的。
So the word to Sardis was that you have started many things, but haven't completed anything.
今天既然回到耶路撒冷。
Now that you have returned to Jerusalem.
现在你看需要神不断的启示。
Now you need God's continual revelation.
神不只要借着哈该说话。
God not only will speak through Haggai.
也要借着撒加利亚说话。
But also through Zechariah.
那现在我们来看神是怎么借着这个两个先知来说话。
So let us look.How God spoke to these 2 prophets.
那哈该书总共只有两章。
Now there are only 2 chapters in the book of Haggai.
那么很明显，神的话临到哈该是就是波斯王大力乌第二年6月1号的时候。
Now this occurred on June 1st, and the 6th year of the reign of King Darius.
我们好不好看一下，到底神借着哈该说了什么话
？Let us look in the book of Haggai on what God spoke to them.
哈该第一章
Haggai chapter 1
如果你们是两节式圣经应该是1107页哈该书第一章
Haggai chapter 1
你看这里说大力乌王第二年6月初1日
said in the second year of Darius the king on the first day of the 6th month
那以斯拉记告诉我们说到了波斯王大力乌第二年他们就停工了
Now, the book of Ezra tells us that they stopped work on the second year of King Darius the
King. 一直停到那个时候，一直停。
They stopped until the second year.
一共停了15年。
They stopped 15 years.
那现在呢，神就借着哈该说话。
Now God spoke through Haggai.
所以我们一同来看神说了什么话。
So let us see what God spoke through Haggai.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
大力乌王第二年6月1日，耶和华的话 借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。
In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying.
那第二节说。
Verse two.
万军之耶华如此说。
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
你读哈该书跟撒加利亚书。
When you read the book of Haggai and Zechariah.
你发现他们形容我们的神的时候是万军之耶和华。
They describe our Lord as the Lord of hosts.
撒加利亚书万军之耶华一共提了五十次。
Lord of hosts was mentioned 50 times in Zechariah.
所以如果你读撒加利亚书，你不可能不注意到这个名词。
So it's impossible for you not to take notice of this phrase.
所以对于这一些回到耶路撒冷的人
，So for these that have returned to Jerusalem,
表面上他们是贫穷的
，Outwardly speaking, they were poor.
表面上是荒凉的
，Outwardly speaking, it was desolate.
你想想看，五万人散布在整个以色列地
，Think about just 50,000 scattered throughout Israel.
有的回到伯利恒
，Some returned to Bethlehem.
有的回到耶路撒冷
，Some returned to Jerusalem.
你可以想象有多少人能充满一个城市。
You can imagine how many people it takes to fill the city.
而且我们说过，他们没有自己的国家。
And yet they did not have their own country.
是因为波斯王有了命令的。
Now because there was a command from Persia.
神借着波斯王，现在让他们能回到他们的家乡。
To the emperor of Persia, they were encouraged to come back home.
但他们回到家乡的时候，一切都是残破的。
But when they returned home, everything was destroyed.
你看见整个的城在废墟里面。
The whole city was in ruins.
一切田园都不像样子了。
And nothing looked like it used to.
那么当初一股的热血。
Now, a zeal for an instant.
当初因着圣灵的感动。
Because of the move of the Holy Spirit.
他们什么代价也不计算。
They didn't calculate the cost.
他们回来是对的。
They returned and they knew it was right. They knew it was right.
但是他们回来所面对实际的情形也是真实的。
But the reality was that they came back to what was real.
你看见吗？现在他要建圣殿不错。
Now they wanted to build the temple.
但这个圣殿是所罗巴伯的圣殿，已经不是所罗门的圣殿。
But this temple was Zerubbabel's temple, no longer Solomon's.
所以在心理上，在心情上，各方面，你看见他们的感觉是很沉重，很沉重的。
So actually, their sense in their hearts was something of heaviness.
那么十五年过去。
Now 15 years have passed.
这十五年当然他们只好建造自己的房屋。
Of course, these 15 years they could only build their own home.
他们回来本来要建造圣殿。
They returned to build the temple.
现在他们没有事情做。
But now they had nothing to do.
他们不能回到巴比伦。
They cannot return to Babylon.
明显是神的旨意把他们带回来。
It's very clear that the purpose of God brought them here.
那么现在他们不能够空在那里。
So they couldn't just waste their time.
所以当然他们就在那里。顾到他们自己的房子。
So then they were worried about and concerned of their own house.
所以现在呢，哈该书就说到他们的情形了。
So now Haggai spoke of their condition.
这十五年他们的光景。
Now their condition, the 15 years.
圣灵有解释的。
The Holy Spirit has an interpretation.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣灵所对他们说的话和对在巴比伦以色列的话不一样的。
So the words to these people were different than those in Babylon.
你看，在巴比伦他们个个发达。
Those in Babylon, they were all very successful.
他们个个成功的。
They were all very successful.
但这些人回到耶路。
But when these people returned to Jerusalem,
明明为着神的旨意,
they came back for the purpose of God.
结果因着一些原因, 他们不能继续下去了。
But because of certain reasons, they weren't able to continue.
他们还活着。
They were living.
这十五年, 他们还活着。
They were still alive.
但是有一些光景。
But there was some condition.
圣灵告诉他们。
The Holy Spirit told them.
圣灵解释给他们。
The Holy Spirit interpreted for them.
这就是哈该书了。
This is Haggai.
所以我们看这个神的话怎么说的。
So what did the word of God say?
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说。建造耶和华殿时候尚未来到。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says the time had not come, even time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
那是耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。
Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while the house lies desolate?
那有一个可能。
Now it's possible.
既然圣殿不能盖了。
Now if we can't build the temple.
有一些的木头，有一些石头，他们当然可以拿来用的。
Of course, there's some wood and some stones that they could use.
你不能浪费在那里。
You shouldn't waste it.
我们这一次到了我们前不久到了东德。
Recently, we went to East Germany.
我们知道这个新兴道夫啊，六岁的时候就。和主耶稣写情书了。
Now Zinzendorf, when he was 6 years old, he would write love letters to the Lord.
他非常爱主。
He loved the Lord.
所以他写完情书以后，就从他的 castle, 从他古堡的那个塔里面就丢出去。
So then he used to live in a castle, and he would throw out these love letters out the window to the Lord.
他就祷告了。
And then he prayed.
他主耶稣啊，求你打发天使把我的情书接住。
He said, Lord Jesus, may you send angels to catch the love letter to you.
那这个情书是为着你的。
Now this love letter is for you.
他每天都写情书给你。
Every day he would write the love letter to the Lord.
那我们满怀希望，希望能看到那个古堡啊。
So we wanted to see this castle.
但是我们发现它已经变成废墟。
We discovered that it was actually in ruins.
那为什么变成废墟？
Why was it in ruins?
因为等到苏联占领东德的时候。
Because when the Soviet Union occupied East Germany.
他说新兴道夫是谁呢？
He said, Who is Isendorf?
这个没有什么了不起啊。
There's nothing great about.
所以呢，你们每个人都可以把它古堡的。什么木头啊石头都可以搬回家盖你们的房子。
So everybody said, then they said, well, you can take rocks and wood from this castle and take it home to build your own homes.
那这个能够稍微让我们明白一点那个时候耶路撒冷的光景。
So it allows us to understand a little bit about the situation in Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹现在不能盖神的房子，不能盖神正殿。
Now you couldn't build a temple.
结果呢，他们就要去盖自己的房子。
So they went and built their own homes.
所以他该怎么说？这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
然后现在万军耶和华如此说。
Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts.
你们要省察自己的行为。
Consider your ways.
那下面很有意思。
And then continuing on.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。
You have so much but harvest little.
你们吃却不得饱。
You eat but there is not enough.
你们喝。却不得足。
You drink, but there is not enough to
穿衣服却不得暖。
You put on clothing, but not one is
得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个生活是漏的生活。
This life is a life of leaking.
你撒的种多，但是收的却很少。
You sow much, but harvest little.
你们吃却不得饱。
You eat, but it's not enough for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这些人是明白神旨意。
These people understood the purpose of God.
他们应该为了神而活的。
They should have lived for God.
那么等到他们为自己而活的时候。
But when they want to live for themselves.
你知道有个什么结果吗？
So what is the result?
这个结果在巴比伦不会发生的。
This result will not happen in Babylon.
巴比伦个个都成功。
Everyone is successful in Babylon.
个个都成功。
Everyone is prosperous.
你会碰到这个情形的。
You will not encounter the situation.
但是因为你明白神的旨意。
But because you understood the purpose of God.
你看见神对待这一帮人对待不一样。
You saw how God treated this group differently.
所以在这个时候，
so under such circumstances, 15 years later,
这十五年的日子，很长的日子。
These 15 years were very long.
你们回头省察你们的行为。
When you look back at your situation,
你看见吗？
Did you see that?
按理来这十五年应该是很丰富的。
These 15 years should have been full.
但是什么时候我们因为自己活的时候？
But when we start living for ourselves,
我们应当为了神旨意而活。
We should live for the purpose of God.
但那个结果呢？
But what is the result?
你看你很多东西漏掉了。
So many things have leaked out.
不是我们不耕耘。
It's not that we did not harvest.
不是你不撒种。
It's not that you did not sow.
不是你不做工。
It's not that you did not work.
但是你看见工钱就装在破漏的囊里面。
But you see that the wages that are earned are put in purse with holes.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看这就是那个时候神对他们说的话。
This is what God spoke to them in those days.
然后第七节，
and then verse 7,
万军之耶和华如此说，
Thus says the Lord of hosts,
你们要省察自己的行为，
consider your ways.
你们要上山取材料，取木料，
go up to the mountains, bring
建造这殿，
and rebuild the temple,
我就因此得喜乐，
that I may be pleased with it and be glorified.Says the Lord.
这是耶和华说的。
Says the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
十五年我们的神没有喜乐。
15 years our Lord had no joy.
十五年我们的神没有得着荣耀。
15 years our Lord did not receive glory.
想想看，
Think about
神没有喜乐，
God does not have
joy. 我们的东西都是漏掉的。
If the Lord, God does not have joy, we have lost everything.
所以弟兄姊妹都是漏掉，都 leak.
And leaked out.
所以弟兄姊妹，神如果没有得荣耀的话，
If God has not received glory,
我们在地上还是在那努力，还是尽我们的本分。
We are still doing our part, working hard.
但是你看，只有圣灵能够解释这件事。
So you see, only the Holy Spirit can explain this.
所以第九节，
so verse 9,
你们盼望多得，所得的却少。
You look for much, but behold, it comes little.
你们收到家中，我就吹去。
When you bring it home, I blow it away.
这是为什么呢？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
神不是要苦待我们，
God does not want to
treat us badly. 神是要把我们带回到他的
旨意。God wants us to bring us back to his purpose.
特别十五年很容易过去。
15 years will easily pass.
你慢慢觉得怎么一下十五年就过去了。
You'll feel that how come 15 years just went by?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see that?
按理来讲我们应该很成功。
Strictly speaking, we should be successful.
按理来讲应该很好了。
We should be very good.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你叫千错万错我们把自己奉献给你。
The problem is that we have already consecrated
ourselves. 千错万错我们明白神的旨意。
We already understand the purpose of God.
千秋万说我们离开了巴比伦。
The wrong thing is we left Babylon.
如果我们说主啊，我们一生愿意都来跟随你。
When we say Lord, we want to use our whole life to follow you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们应当为了主而活。
We should live for the Lord.
所以什么时候我们离开了这个？
But when we leave this,
神托付我们一个工作。
The work that God has entrusted to us.
结果我们一点的艰难就放弃了。
We have a little difficulty, we give up.
一点拦阻就放弃了。
A little bit of problems we give up.
我们很容易失望的。
We are discouraged.
有的人说这个路有没有走错？
Some people say, have we gone the wrong way?
我们是不是应该回去呢？
Should we return?
他该没有叫他们回去。
Haggai did not tell them to return. Brothers and sisters, you see that? Jerusalem was correct.
现在问题在哪里呢？
What's the problem?
问题你要省察你自己的行为。
Problem is you have to examine your own self.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们不明白我们自己所做的。
Oftentimes we do not understand what we're doing.
我们以为回到耶路撒冷什么都是对的。
We think that if we return to Jerusalem, everything's right.
我们觉得现在每一件事都是对的。
We think everything should be right.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
你看15年了。
15 years.
他们一点感觉也没有。
They had no feeling.
现在15年以后。
15 years later.
圣灵告诉他们，他们的难处在哪里。
The Holy Spirit tells them what their problem is.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个原则到今天还能应用在我们身上。
The principle can still be used today in us.
对于我们来说。
For us.
应当先求他的国和他的义。
We need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些都要加给我们。
Then all these things will be added to us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
如果我们是为着旨意而活的话。
If we live for the purpose.
我们所有的都是主加给我们的。
Everything will be added to us by God.
所以下面怎么说呢？
So what does it say?
因为我的店荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
It says, be looked for much of, because of my house which lies desolate, which each of you runs to his own house.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord of hosts.
你看讲了好多次万军之耶和华说。
You see the Lord of hosts again.
第10节。
Verse 10.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露。
Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew.
地也不出出产。
And the earth has withheld its produce.
我命干旱临到土地土。
I call for drought on the land,
山岗,
on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, cattle, on all the labor of your hands.
你看这个先知的话很沉重,
you see, the word is heavy here by the prophet,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他们里面都扎心了,
they moved their hearts.
所以从12节,
so starting from 12,
那是撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话。
Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God.
And
the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent
them. And
the people showed reverence for the Lord.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Then Haggai the messenger of the Lord spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord.
耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下百姓，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们的神。
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of the Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of the host of God.
你看政治大环境没有改变。
So the political environment didn't change.
难处还在那里。
The difficulty is still there.
现在王的命令没有说要复工的。
Now the command of the emperor was not for you to restore your
work. But thank the Lord.
The Lord of hosts said this.
你不要问说大力无王怎么说。
Don't ask what King Darius said.
你要问说万军之耶和华怎么说。
Want to ask what did the Lord of hosts say?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
他们还没有等到政治的环境改变。
They didn't wait until the political situation changed.
15年都这样。
15 years it was
left. 他们觉得时候没有到。
They felt the time had not come.
什么时候到呢?
When would it come?
神的话到了，时候就到了。
When the word of the Lord came, they came
time.
Now, not only the Spirit of God moved them, see, the Word of God moved them. This Word is fruitful. Within 24 days,
你看见吗? 从6月1号, 神说话,
starting from June 1st,
到了24号, 他们就开始采取行动了。
On the 24th, they already started work.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗?
Do you see that?
这就是哈该书第一章。
This is Haggai chapter 1.
那不止如此,
not only that,
他们开始动工了以后啊,
after they started work,
大概, 我大概这个, 大概是, 只一个礼拜的样子。
It's probably only for one week.
你看，哈该又说话了。
The Haggai spoke again.
很有意思啊。
Very interesting.
你去读哈该书跟撒迦利亚。
If you read Haggai and Zechariah.
神说话很少说的那么多。
When God spoke, He really spoke so much.
在短短的一年里面，你看都是哈该跟撒迦利亚说话。
In one year, it was Haggai and Zechariah speaking.
他们现在动工了，你看。
Now they started working.
好了，不到一个礼拜，大概一个礼拜。
One week.
你看见吗？现在呢，圣灵又说话了。
Now the Holy Spirit spoke again.
为什么又说话了？
Why did he speak again?
因为圣灵知道他们心里的话。
Because the Holy Spirit knew the words in their hearts.
他们在那里建圣殿的时候。
They were there building the temple.
他们一定会叹一口气。
They were there sighing.
他们的资源没有从前丰富。
They didn't have the same resources they used to have.
现在看不见所罗门这个辉煌。
They couldn't see the glory of the Solomon temple.
人肉体都是喜欢大的东西。
You know, man's flesh always loves big things.
现在回来了，什么都是小的。
Now they return everything small.
好像一切都是很荒凉。
I think everything is desolate.
他们尤其老人已经看见过那所罗门的圣殿。
Especially the older generation, they already seen Temple Solomon.
所罗巴伯一定看过的。
Zerubbabel probably.
好，现在他们来改圣殿了。
Now they came to build the temple.
他们倒是有血有肉的人。
Now they are flesh and blood.
当他们在动工建造神的殿的时候。
So when they came to work on the temple.
你想想看，跟从前的不能够比。
You cannot compare to the former glory.
所以他们的心中一定在那嘀咕嘀咕的。
So they must have been complaining in their hearts.
那你怎么知道他们心中嘀咕嘀咕？
How do you know they were complaining?
因为圣灵就对他们说话。
Because the Holy Spirit.
就把他们心里的话说出来了。
Spoke to them the words in their hearts.
所以你看第二章怎么说？
What did chapter 2 say?
7月21号，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。
21st of the seventh month, the word of Lord came to Haggai.
你要小谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和撒拉和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说。
Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying.
你看见剩下的百姓丢子们。
Of the people.
这些人不是在巴比伦。
These are not in Babylon.
这些人因着神的旨意，他们回来了。
These because of the purpose of God returned.
神对他们有话要说。
God had word to say to them.
然后第三节。
Verse three.
你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？
Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory?
你看，这是他们心中的问题。
Now this is the question in their heart.
现在你们看着如何？
And how do you see it now?
岂不在眼中看无如看如无有吗？
Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison, brothers and sisters?
如果一个人从来没有富有过，
if someone was never rich.
他不会觉得贫穷是何等的难，何等的痛苦。
They won't think that being poor is such a terrible thing.
你如果从第一天就什么都没有，你不会觉得贫穷的痛苦。
But if you had nothing from the beginning, you wouldn't think poverty is that bad.
你从前是富有的。
But if you were rich before.
现在好像什么也没有。
But now if you had nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
你知道所罗巴伯的圣殿不能跟从前比的。
So you know the temple of Zerubbabel couldn't compare with the former one.
但是神的工作。
But the work is
the work of God. 你看见他们回来一切都是神的工作。
They return everything is the work of God.
虽然什么也没有。
Even if they had nothing.
这是神的旨意。
This is the purpose of God.
你看见吗？
You see it.
因为他神知道他们的肉体。
Because God knew their flesh.
人都是好大喜功。
Man loves big things.
人总是要给人印象的。
Man always wants to impress people.
人总喜欢drama，他总喜欢戏剧化的。
Man always wants a drama.
这是人的肉体。
So this is the flesh of man.
你看见吗？这些人不要教会就算了。
The people don't want church.
要教会一个 mega church 才可以。
But if you want a church, it has to be a mega church.
什么叫 mega church？
What is a mega church？
不是几百人，
也不是
几千人，
要几万人。
要几万人。你看看，如果一个人牧养那么大个 mega church，
if someone can pastor a mega church，
这是何等的荣耀。
What is a wonderful glory？
所以弟兄姊妹，教会是不错。
This is a church。
但是起码给人感觉这是伟大的。
But it's something big。
是荣耀的。
It's glorious。
那看这些人心，他们有问题的。
So now they have a hard question。
他们如果不建造圣殿，
if they don't build a temple，
感觉还不重的。
They don't have a sense。
他们越站在这工作，
the more they're working there，
你看他们不像别人。
You said it's not like
像从前。
It used to be。
他们一直活在过去的荣耀里。
They still continue to live in the glory of the past。
但是主今天给他们看，你是一无所有的。
But what the Lord shows them today is as if they had nothing。
十字架的工作把他们带到一无所有。
The work of the cross brought them to nothing。
他们不满意神的工作。
But they were not satisfied with the work of God。
好像不满意神在他们身上对待。
They didn't like what how God was treating them。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see it？
这是他们的难处。
This is their difficulty。
所以现在怎么办呢？
So what's the problem now？
他们一定就泄气了。
So now they probably were discouraged.
第四节,
so chapter verse
4. 耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。
But now take courage, Zerubbabel declares the Lord.
约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。
Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak.
这地的百姓，你们都当刚强。
All you people of the land, take courage.
不是巴比伦的百姓。
You have already returned to this land.
你们剩下的,
Those who remain.
你们都当刚强做工。
All of you take courage.
弟兄姊妹, Brothers, 我们许多人也是这样。
All of us, many of us are
你越做工, 你越觉得熟然。
The more you work, the more your hands are tired.
你好像看见别人都是成功的。
As you see, as if everybody else is successful.
好像看见别人都是伟大的。
As everybody else is great.
同样做工做十年。
You also do work 10 years.
同样做工做二十年。
You also do work 20 years.
小有一点成就不错。
You have just a little bit of accomplishment.
难道主一生叫我们摆上，就是为了这一点工作？
So is it that the Lord wants our whole life just for this little bit?
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果不做工的话，
If you do not do a work,
你如果不明白神的旨意，
If you do not understand the purpose of God,
你不容易有这个感觉，
You will not enter into the feeling.
所以我们很容易软弱。
So it's easy for us to become weak.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
哈该的话来了，
Haggai's words came.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯，虽然如此，你当刚强。
He said, now take courage, Zerubbabel declares the Lord.
这不是哈该的话，
It's not the word of Haggai.
这是耶和华的话。
It's the word of Jehovah.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看哈该大概是个老人。
Haggai was probably old.
你看他的的确确像个老人一样来劝他们。
He was like an old man coming to encourage them.
所以你看这些话是很重的。
So these words were heavy.
然后对于百姓说，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。
He said, "Take courage, for I am with you."
这是万军之耶和华说。
Declares the Lord of hosts.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有神的同在。
To have presence of God.
虽然圣殿好像无有一样。
As if there was nothing in the temple.
有神的同在,
if we had the presence of God,
有什么比这个更好的?
What is greater than this?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so we have to cherish the presence of God.
就算是神有, 只要有神的同在,
if we have the presence of God,
表面的荣耀好像没有,
our glory may be not.
比起从前好像什么也没有,
as if it didn't compare with the prior glory. Everything is small.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
你看见吗? 所以你看有人藐视这个小事的日子,
so some people despise these little things.
这些都是小的,
these are all small.
你若到巴比伦，什么都是大的。
If you go to Babylon, everything's big.
那从前耶路撒冷也是大的。
Now Jerusalem used to be big.
但是被掳了。
But it was deported.
现在回过头来看，
Now returning and
seeing it again， 一切都是小的。
Everything is small.
你肉体最难受就是小。
Now flesh hates that which is small.
弟兄姊妹，你看，
Brothers and sisters，
十字架必须要在我们身上工作。
The cross needs to work out and to work it
out. 所以这是哈该的话。
So this is the word of Haggai.
但是最重要的，
More importantly， Thank the Lord.
这里最大的鼓舞是什么？
The greatest encouragement came from where？ Verse 5.
这是照着你们出埃及我与你们立约的话。
As for the promise which I made when you came out of Egypt,
那是我的灵住在你们中间， 你们不要惧怕。
My spirit is abiding in your midst, do not fear.
我与你们同在，
I am with you.
就是我立约的话与你同在。
In other words, my word of a covenant is with you.
也就是我的灵住在你们中间。
Is that my spirit is abiding in your midst.
所以你们不要害怕。
So don't be afraid.
你们如果懂得历史的话，
If you understand the word of history,
以色列人怎样过红海，
If you remember how the people crossed the Red Sea,
当初神是怎样与你们同在， 我也怎样与你们同在。
How God, I was with you then, I was with you now.
你想神说的话是何等的鼓舞。
Now the word of God is so encouraging.
你有没有觉得，
Did you have a sense?
神说这句话很亲切，
When God spoke this, He spoke it with such intimacy.
神知道这些人为他旨意回来。
God knew that these ones returned for his purpose.
神知道这些人为他撇下一切。
God knew that they have left all for his purpose.
什么叫撒迦利亚？
What is Zechariah?
耶和华记得。
God, the Lord remembers.
你看见我们的神完全都记得。
Our Lord remembers.
所以他在这里讲话，哭像苦口婆心一样，是一直在那讲。
So our Lord kept on speaking as if he was pouring out his heart.
然后第六节，
And the verse 6，
万军之耶和华如此说，
For thus says the Lord of hosts.
那感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
过不多时，
Once more in a little while,
再次震动天地， 沧海与旱地，
I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land.
谁能够做这个事？
Who can do such a work?
万军之耶和华，
The Lord of hosts.
谁是万军之耶和华？
Who is the Lord of hosts?
创造宇宙这位神，
The creator of the universe.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当一个人回到耶路撒冷，
When someone returns to Jerusalem,
当你看见这些光景的时候，
When you see this condition,
人很容易沮丧，
Man can easily be discouraged.
人一沮丧就喜欢看这些东西。
When man becomes discouraged, he looks around.
我们忘记了我们的神是创造宇宙的神。
But we forgot that our God is a God of creation.
忘记我们的神是万军之耶和华。
Our God is the Lord of hosts.
这个是个军事的名词。
This is a military name. nomenclature.
那个时候以色列人是被所有的巴比伦军队还有这个波斯军队到处都是他们。
Now, Israel would see all their enemies scattered around.
所以都是军队，到处都是军队。
Military all over the place.
他们什么都看见，就是没有看见万军之耶和华。
The only thing they saw everything except the Lord of Hosts.
弟兄姊妹，你看见？
So brothers and sisters,
他们的眼睛需要被开启才可以。
Their eyes needed to be open.
现在这位呼召他们回来的时候，
This one who called them to come back.
他应许我们，
He promised.
他就过不多时。
He said, a little while,
我再次震动天地、沧海和海底和旱地。
I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land.
还有七节,
and verse 7,
我必震动万国。
I will shake all the nations.
全世界都在他手里。
The whole world is in his hands.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
为一个少数的5万人,
just for 50,000 people,
神动员整个的宇宙。
God moved the whole universe.
神震动天和地。
God moved heaven and earth.
沧海和旱地。
The sea and the dry land.
还要震动万国。
I will shake all the nations.
不光是宇宙震动了,
not just the whole universe,
万国也震动了,
all the nations.
弟兄姊妹，这是哪一帮人呢？
Who are these people?
这是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
神为什么要惊动整个的宇宙，惊动整个的世界？
Why does God have to shake the whole universe, the whole world?
因为这些人手中的工作就是神自己的工作。
Because the work in these people's hands are the work is the work of God.
所以我们的眼睛必须被主看见才可以。
So our eyes need to be opened by God.
否则这条路你走不远的。
Otherwise, this way that you take will not be long.
你没有走多久就不走下去了。
Soon later you'll give up.
你再读读教会。
You study church history. The children of God have divided, divided, and divided.
Themselves.
Do you believe that before the Lord returns, he'll gain a glorious church? As if we only have a dream.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不是做梦,
it's not a dream.
我们手中的工作就是神手中的工作。
The work in our hands is the work in the hand of God.
如果你在耶路撒冷的话,
if you are in Jerusalem,
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that? Only God spoke to those that were in Zion.
你读全本的圣经,
if you read the whole Bible,
你有没有听见神说这样的话?
Have you heard God speak such a word? Just
50,000.
I will shake the whole universe. I will shake all the nations.
为什么呢?
Why?
他说,
and they will come with the wealth of all nations.
我就使这殿充满了荣耀。
And I will fill this house with glory.
那很有意思。
It's very interesting.
这个万国的珍宝是什么东西？
What is the wealth of all nations?
在希伯来原文，
In Hebrew,
万国的珍宝就是万国所羡慕的。
And the wealth of the nations, it's the wealth that the world
the desire
envies,
of the, na-
the desire of the nations.
万国所羡慕的是什么呢？
Especially the desire of all nations.
就是人类的救主。
It is the savior of the world.
就是弥赛亚。
It is the Messiah.
等到弥赛亚来到的时候，
When the Messiah comes,
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
I will cause this temple to be filled with glory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
在这里很清楚的,
it's very clear.
但他们觉得没有荣耀,
in their sense, there was no glory.
脸上没有光彩,
there was no light in their faces.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
他们要荣耀,
they want glory.
他们记得,
they remember.
神的荣耀升到天上去,
the glory of God ascended to heaven.
因着这个缘故,
because of this.
你看见, 好, 你看见神, 所以这就是今天的光景。
So this is the condition today.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见,
you see
这是证明说,
this proves.
你看见, 所以你看见神的工作一直在他们身上。
So the work of God continually was on them.
但是神勉励他们。
But God encouraged them.
他说我就使这殿充满了荣耀。
I will cause the temple to be filled with glory.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
This is what says the Lord of hosts.
然后万军之耶和华说,
and then the Lord of hosts says,
银子是我的。
The silver is mine.
金子也是我的。
And the gold is mine.
然后第九节,
and then verse 9,
这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
Oh, 这是什么话?
What does this mean?
这个你能明白吗?
Do you understand it?
这个殿后来的荣耀大过所罗门的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the glory of Solomon.
神只有一个殿。
God only has one temple.
在旧约是所罗门殿。
In the Old Testament, it's a Solomon.
然后是所罗巴伯的圣殿。
And then the Zerubbabel temple.
但是自从荣耀升上天去以后,
but after the glory of God ascended to heaven,
等到荣耀回来的时候,
when the glory returns,
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你看见荣耀是充满他自己的教会。
The glory is the church that is filled with himself.
所以教会乃是永生神的家。
So the church is the house of the eternal God.
所以等到我们的主的荣耀充满教会的时候,
so when the presence of God fills the church,
你看是不是这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
Isn't it that the latter glory will be greater than the former glory?
只有一个殿。
There's only one temple.
不过有先前的荣耀，后来的荣耀。
But there's the former glory and the latter glory.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
教会乃是永生神的家。
The church is the house of the everlasting God.
神动员整个的宇宙，动员整个的世界。
So God moved the whole universe and the whole world.
有一天弥赛亚出现了。
And then Messiah appeared.
人类的救主出现了。
The Savior of mankind appeared.
不只是他把救恩带给我们。
He not only brought salvation to us.
到了五旬节的时候。
When Pentecost.
教会诞生了。
The church was born.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你在五旬节所看见的荣耀。
What you the glory that you saw at the Pentecost is greater than the former glory.
在这地方我必赐平安。
And then I will,
第九节后面。
In this place I will give peace.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord of hosts.
什么叫耶路撒冷？
What is Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷就是平安的意思。
Jerusalem means peace.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们明白吗？
Now you understand.
这句话是很重要，很重要。
These words are very important.
因为圣灵知道他们心中的问题。
Because the Holy Spirit knew the problem in their hearts.
现在给我们看见。
Now he shows us.
万军之耶和华。
The Lord of hosts.
怎样要动员整个的宇宙和世界。
How he was going to move the whole universe and all the nations.
等到弥赛亚出现的时候。
So that when the Messiah appeared.
他说我要使这殿满了荣耀。
He said, I will fill this temple with glory.
对，哈该书实在太宝贵。
So Haggai is so precious.
好了，讲到这里了。
So now Haggai came to this point.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
下面接下去的。
Then following.
这句话很重要。
These words are important, true.
那么他们一定要听得见，对不对？
Now they had to be able to hear it.
神借着哈该说了。
So God spoke to Haggai.
现在神借老年人已经说过话了。
So God had already spoken to through the old man.
神要借个少年人来说。
God wanted to speak to the young man.
那个少年人的名字叫做该撒利亚。
The young man's name was Zechariah.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
接下去的，
following,
那你不是哈该书第十节，
it's not Haggai 2:10.
不，哈该书第十节是第二年九月二十四号说的话。
Haggai 2:10 spoke on the 24th day of the ninth month.
但是在第十节以后的话。以前你叫神借着撒加利亚说话。
But before what was spoken in verse 10, God spoke to Zechariah.
好，现在我们来看撒加利亚书第一章。
So let us look at Zechariah chapter 1.
大力王第二年八月，耶和华的话临到伊多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒加利亚说：“耶和华曾向你们列祖大大发怒。”
In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the prophet, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, saying.
所以你要对以色列人。说万军之耶和华也如此说，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
The Lord was very angry with you. Therefore says to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
你记得吗？你看这个语气跟哈该一模一样的。
So the way he spoke it was similar.
他说，你看万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you.
你们不听见哈该讲了这些话吗？
Didn't you hear Haggai?
Yeah, 你们不是听见万军之耶和华要震动天地吗？
Didn't you hear that the Lord of hosts is going to shake the heaven and earth?
这殿的荣耀比起将来的荣耀吗？
The former, the latter glory be greater than the former glory.
所以这个殿是有前途的。
So this temple has a future.
你们的眼睛要看见。
Your eyes have to see.
现在你看见什么都没有。
So when you see, you have nothing.
到了有一天，
But one day,
有一个荣耀的教会，
there will be a glorious church.
要献给他自己。
Will be presented to himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看这是哈该的话。
Now you see this is the words of Haggai.
那么现在也许他们还没有。
And maybe they didn't hear it clearly.
神借着撒加利亚继续的说话。
And God continually spoke through Zechariah.
所以这就是撒加利亚第一章的话。
This is Zechariah chapter 1.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
你们的列祖就是没有转向我。
Your fathers did not return to me.
现在你们要转向我。
Now you will return to me.
然后呢？
Then what?
然后他讲到神的话是不改变的。
And then they say the word of the Lord does not change.
所以必须要听哈该的话。
So you have to listen.To Haggai.
所以很清楚，
so、very clear.
这个就是撒加利亚书第一章第一节一直到第六节。
So this is Zechariah 1:1-6.
明白吗？
You understand?
那么然后呢？
And then what?
然后呢？当然，现在你叫他们已经在做工了。
So now they have already started working.
他们里面需要看见。
So they needed to see.
他们要认识万军之耶和华。
They have to know the Lord of hosts.
所以你读到撒加利亚的。
So you read, when you read Zechariah.
撒万军之耶和华最少讲了五十次。
You see, Lord of hosts mentioned 50 times.
这是很重要的弟兄姊妹。
Very important.
你如果忘记这个，你根本就不大明白撒加利亚。
If you forget this, you will not understand Zechariah.
然后从第七节开始。
Starting from verse 7.
大力乌对不起。然后讲完这个话以后。
After you finish this,
就回到 就回到这个哈该书去了。
Then you return to Haggai.
那就是哈该书第二章第十节。
And then it's Haggai 2 verse 10.
你看第十节讲话了，对不对
？And then in verse 10 he would speak.
二十节。
Verse 20.
这月二十四号，耶和华的话二次临到哈该。
On the 24th of the ninth month, the second year of Darius.
你有没有记得？你有没有注意在圣经里面一天讲两次话的
？Now the Lord spoke again. Do you remember any time God speaking twice?
你看见吗？感谢
我。On the same day. No, thank
the Lord. 这帮人软弱不错。
These people, they're weak.
但是你看他们神的话是丰富的。
But they are full of the word of God.
只要他们顺服神的旨意。
If they obeyed God's word.
你看九月二十四号那天神讲了两次的话。
And on September 24th, God spoke twice.
这个记录是很特别的记录。
This is a very special feature.
你记得以利的时候神的话语稀少啊。
Now remember during the days of Eli, the words of God were few.
但是这里神的话是丰富的。
Now the word of God was a lot.
你看，一天不光神讲一次，神讲两次，神讲三次，好几。你看这里起码讲两次。
God not only spoke once, twice, thrice.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、sister,
现在你看撒加利亚讲完了前第一章前面的话，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
So after Zechariah said, "Return to me, and I'll return to you."
然后呢，你看到那是八月讲的。
And then it was spoken in August.
结果哈该九月又讲了。
And then Haggai spoke again in September.
你看才过一个月呀、
啊。It was just 1 month later.
最早是六月讲的。
In the beginning, it was spoken in
6月一号讲。
And June 1.
六月二十四号就动工了。
And then June 24th, they started
working. 然后再过一礼拜，神借着哈该又讲了。
And another week, then Haggai spoke again.
然后撒加利亚接着讲。
And then Zechariah continued.
然后哈该又讲了。
And then Haggai spoke again.
而且一天讲了两次。
And he spoke twice that
day. 那这样就结束了哈该书。
And this concluded Haggai.
那弟兄姊妹，你们回去再去读，我们没有时间来看。
If you return, you can read yourself.
然后接下去的。
And then continue.
就是撒加利亚是第一章第七节。
And Zechariah 1:7.
现在到了十一月了。
Now this is the 11th month.
十一月二十四号。
On the 24th day.
从六月到了十一月，你看快到年底了。
From the 6th month to the 11th month, almost to the
哈该讲话，哈该再讲话，然后撒加利亚讲话，然后哈该同一天又讲了两次。现在撒加利亚再讲，那再讲的时候，那下面就是八个异象。
弟
兄姊妹明白吗？
那
这样我们就把整个的就把整个的八个异象就看过了。
So then we can go through all the eight visions.
等到你看过了八个异象以后
，After you have seen the eight visions，
然后到了四年，就是大利乌四年九月，那是第七章了。
And then chapter seven, the ninth day of the fourth month。
那么那个是另外一件事情了。
Now this is another thing。
那是讲到禁食的事情。
This spoke about fasting。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see it?
这时候神的工作还没有完成。
Now the work of God had not completed.
刚好一半的时候。
And towards the middle.
然后呢，这个时候，那么圣灵呢，就借着撒加利亚再讲。
At this time, God spoke again to Zechariah.
然后讲到第八章。
And then until chapter 8.
就讲完了。
And then he concluded.
然后到了第六年十二月三号的时候。
Now the sixth year, the third day of the 12th month.
那得用大概经过五年。
Probably after 5 years.
最后神的工作工程就完成了。
Then the work of God finally finished.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在你看神的工作怎么完成？
Now how did the work of God complete?
神的工作需要神的话来完成。
The work of God needs God's word to complete it.
不光是哈该书，
not just Haggai，
也是撒加利亚，
also Zechariah。
那神怎么说话？
What did God speak?
弟兄姊妹，简单的来说，
simply speaking，
前面八章，
the first eight chapters，
神让他看见异象，
God allowed him to see eight visions。
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
如果神的工作完成，
if the work of God is complete，
我们必须要有异象。
We need to have vision。
所以彼得、保罗怎么说？
So what did Paul say?
他就故此我们有违背从天上来的异象。
That I did not betray the heavenly vision that I saw.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经说，如果人人若没有异象，百姓就放肆。
The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people scatter.
你看百姓就四散了。
The people be scattered.
今天神的儿女为什么四分五裂？
Why are the people of God scattered all over?
我们没有异象。
Divided it because we
have
vision. We have zeal, but no vision.
我们有很多的热心。
We have a lot of zeal.
有的时候是糊涂热心。
And we sometimes we are actually being very foolish.
神也恩待我们。
God has grace on us.
你看见吗？ 我们以为说我们会办工厂，我们就会办教会。
We think that we know how to operate a factory, we know how to operate the church.
我们知道怎么办学校就可以办教会。We
know how to operate a school, we know how to operate the church.
我们用我们的办法来完成神的旨意。We
use our methods to complete the purpose of God.
不，弟兄姊妹。No,
brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
如果凭着我们自己的话，
If it's according to ourselves.
一点点的困难我们就停工了。
A little difficulty we will stop.
你看见一点点难看的面孔就停工了。
A little a bad face that you see, that you
stop. 这个难听的声音就停工了。
A voice that you do not want to hear, you stop.
弟兄姊妹，我们是最脆弱的一方。
Brothers, we're such weak people.
如果神的工作放在我们的手里的话，
If the work of God placed in our hands,
我们都有很美好的开始，都没有结尾。
We have good beginnings, but not bad endings.
没有一样是完成的。
Nothing is complete.
为什么？
Why?
没有一个人能做神的工作。
Because not one man can finish the work of God.
神的工作能够完成。
The work of God to be complete.
我们都会开头的。
We know how to start.
我们最会开头的。
We know how to have good beginnings.
你知道我们很多的主意的。
We have many opinions.
很多的想法。
We have many ideas.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
所以我们是最会开头的一般人。
So we know how to do, have great beginnings.
但是问题是，
But the problem is,
我们有没有结束呢？
Did we conclude?
有没有完工呢？
Did we finish the work?
20年是个漫长的日子。
20 years is a long time.
15年一下就过去了。
15 years have passed.
如果不是神的话，
If it's not the word of God,
神的殿永远是荒的。
The temple of God will never be built.
我们自己成功了没有？
Have we been successful?
没有成功。
We did, we're not successful.
神的心达不到目的。
When the heart of God is not satisfied.
你看见那个结果就很清楚的结果。
The result is very clear.
所以我觉得撒加利亚书太重要。
I think Zechariah is so important.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
前面八章，
The first eight chapters
是讲到异象，
Speaks about vision.
你看见这个少年眼睛开了。
You see this young man's eyes were open.
他看见从前所没有看见。
He saw what he didn't see before.
他把这个看见就分享给这些剩下的百姓。
He shared what he saw to the rest of the people.
弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
只有他们看见这个，
Only they saw this.
最后工作才能完成。
And then the work can be completed.
所以是意向来控制我们的工作。
So it's the vision that should control our work.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
等到神的工作完成了，
When the work of God is complete.
等到圣殿建好了以后，
When the temple is built.
感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
神的话继续下去，
The word of God continues.
现在你看见说，
Now you saw.
除非神，我们的工作可以完成，
Our work can be completed.
但是神永远的旨意要完成，
But the eternal purpose of God has to be completed.
所以这个缘故，
So because of this,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你从第九章一直到第十四章，
From chapter 9 to 14,
你看见有两次，
You have two times.
讲到 神的末世临到撒加利亚。
So then it spoke of God's revelation to Zechariah.
这个末世在原文就是 burden， 就是重担，
actually,
就是负担的意思。
In Hebrew, it actually meant the burden.
你知道吗？ 撒加利亚不只看见异象。
Now Zechariah not only saw vision.
到了后面的时候，
Towards the end,
你看见神把一个重量放在他的心里。
God placed a burden in his heart.
变成他的负担了。
It became his burden.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
那么如果你读第九章的话，
If you read chapter 9,
很清楚的，
Very clear.
耶和华的末世，
The burden of the word of the Lord.
那原文就是耶和华的负担。
In other words, the burden of the word.
你看见吗？ 有一个重量压在撒加利亚的心头的。
There was weight that was upon the heart of Zechariah.
然后他把神的话启示出来了。
And then God, he revealed God's word.
你看这是第九章、第十章跟第十一章。
Chapter 9, 10, and 11.
到了第十二章。
And chapter 12.
耶和华论以色列的末世。
The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
又是个负担。
It's again another burden.
又是个重量压在他的心头。
And then there was another burden pressed upon his heart.
所以如果你从读剩下的六章圣经的话，
If we read the remaining four, six chapters,
那现在很清楚的， Now, 你看是两个负担在那里，在最后的第六章里，
It's clear that two burdens are towards the end.
所以现在我们很清楚了。
Now we're very clear.
前面是异象，
In the beginning is the vision.
后面是预言。
The second part is the burden,
prophecy. 所以弟兄姊妹，所谓的预言就是负担。
So prophecies actually refer to burden.
因为有一个重量压在先知的心里。
Because there was a weight upon the prophet.
除非他把神的话发表出来了。
Unless he is able to express the word of God.
然后他才能够，然后这个负担才卸下来了。
Then will the burden be released.
所有这些负担，
All of these burdens,
都是和神永远的旨意连在一起。
All connected to the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
以西结书给我们看见，以撒，有神的荣耀有一天要回来。
Ezekiel shows us that the glory of God one day will return.
神的荣耀怎么回来？
How did the glory of God return?
你从第九章一直读到十四章。
If you read from chapter 9 to chapter 14.
只有这本书给你看见神的荣耀是怎么回来。
Only this book will show you how the glory returned.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你读以西结书，你知道他回来，你不知道他怎么回来。
The book of Ezekiel shows you that it returns, but it doesn't show you how.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你如果读撒迦利亚书的话。
If you read Zechariah.
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到以色列人他们在那里建造圣殿的时候。
Where they're building the temple.
他们有了主的话。
They had the word of God.
他们的这件后来的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
That the latter glory be greater than the former glory.
那什么叫做荣耀？
Now what is glory?
弟兄姊妹，这需要启示。
You need revelation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
你看，好像两块石头压在这个撒迦利亚的心头。
So that these two stones were upon the heart of Zechariah.
那从这里我们就有预言了。
From here, then we have prophecy.
就给我们看见。
It shows us.
将来。神的荣耀是怎么回来？
How the glory of God will return?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and
sisters, 很清楚的。
It's very clear.
神怎么借着撒迦利亚说话呢？
How did God speak to Zechariah?
神的工作怎么完成？
How was the work of God completed?
一面是借着异象。
On the one hand, it's through the vision.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
是借着负担。
It's through burden.
所以很自然的。
So very naturally.
你看见这就分作两段。
It divided into two parts.
那么讲到预言，
now when you speak about prophecy,
讲到负担，
when you speak about burden,
那就是神的旨意将来是怎么成功的。
It speaks of how God's purpose will be fulfilled.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
我们知道神的荣耀要回来。
We know the glory of God will return.
但是我们想知道神的荣耀怎么回来的。
But we want to know how did the glory return?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
没有一本圣经，没有一卷圣经。
Not one other book in the Bible.
像撒迦利亚书把以西结书解释的那么清楚。
It's clear as Zechariah to explain the book of Ezekiel.
所以他讲。完了第八节，到了第八章，他不能还要写下去的。
So if he had to continue after chapter 8,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
就说阶段性来讲，他们已经完成他们的工作。
Actually, for that dispensation, they had finished their work.
他们的确完成了神的旨意。
They had finished the purpose of God.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神的荣耀要回来。
The glory of God was going to return.
这些和神的荣耀发生极密切的关系。
This has was closely related with the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters,
幸好他们回来。
It's great that they came back.
幸好他们。重建神的殿。
It's most fortunate that they rebuilt the temple.
现在弥赛亚可以来。
Now the Messiah could be.
有一天他忽然进入他的殿。
One day he would suddenly appear in his temple.
你记不记不记得主耶稣的母亲抱着他的啊，抱着主耶稣进了神的殿，进了耶和华的殿。
Do you remember how Mary carried the Lord Jesus into the temple of God?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在他们知道。
Now they remember.
他们回来。
Now they
return. 他们建造圣殿。
They knew that when they built the temple,
许多弟兄姊妹，
oftentimes,
我们觉得教会得到见证。
We feel that for the church to be built,
好像是一件事情一样。
As if it's just a thing.
做完了就完了。
After we're done, we're done. No.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
我们做这件事，
we do this as
是和神永远的旨意连在一起。
It's closely tied with the eternal purpose.
现在圣灵要解释给我们。
Now the Holy Spirit is going to explain.
为什么你完成这个工作？
Why do you want to complete this work?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当这个工作完成了以后，
when this work is complete,
现在有希望了。
There's hope now.
现在不光耶路撒冷重建。
Now Jerusalem is rebuilt.
而不光如此，而且这个，而且这个伯利恒也要重建。
Bethlehem was going to be rebuilt.
所以从第九章以后
，So starting from chapter 9,
你看整个的重点就是耶路撒冷。
You see, the focus is then Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当然圣殿是耶路撒冷的灵魂，没有错。
Now of course the temple is the spirit and soul of the whole city.
现在神的殿完成了。
Now the temple is complete.
但神的旨意很明显在整个的耶路撒冷。
But the purpose of God is for all the city of Jerusalem.
将来神的荣耀是要回来。
The glory of God will return.
而且要回到橄榄山。
And will return to the Mount of Olives.
到了天一亮的时候。
When the day dawns.
不管耶路撒冷经过多少的眼泪，多少的辛苦。
No matter how difficult and how tearful is Jerusalem's experience.
神要帮助这个城。
God will help that city.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
虽然天还很黑。
Even though the day is dark.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天荣耀回来。
One day glory will return.
太阳要出现。
The sun will appear.
现在天快亮了。
Now the day is almost dawning.
只要天一亮，
if the day dawns,
耶和华必帮助这城。
Jerusalem will help the city.
弟兄姊妹，
it,
所以整个撒迦利亚书，
so the whole book of Zechariah,
就是告诉我们天快亮了。
Tells us that the day is dawning.
然后马拉基接着说，
and then Malachi continues.
一点不错，
without a doubt,
公义的太阳要出现。
The sun of righteousness is going to appear.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
等到公义太阳出现的时候，
when the sun of righteousness appears,
神的荣耀回来了。
The glory of God returns.
不过不是回到个物质的圣殿。
But it does not return to a physical temple.
就说你们毁坏这殿，我三天要把它建起来。
So if you destroy the temple, I'll restore it in 3 days.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
看哪，这里有一个比殿更大。
So behold, someone is greater than the temple.
所以如果我们把这些放在一起。
So we put these books together.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些人真是值得。
These people are so, it's so worthwhile.
他们流泪、流血、流汗都是值得。
They shed blood and tears, and it was so worth it.
当他们完成神的殿的时候。
Well, they completed the temple.
你看，你和神的旨意连在一起的。
It's related to the purpose of God.
我们是和荣耀的明天连在一起的。
We are connected to the glorious tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有的时候，
sometimes,
如果真的教会得到建造，
if the church is built,
人越来越多了。
And then the more and more people.
有很多的祝福了。
There are many blessings.
有的人说你实在很不错。
Some people say you're great.
你看你做工很有果效。
Look, you're fruit.
难道我们就是觉得有点成就感就完了吗
？So do we just want to be satisfied with a sense of self-fulfillment?
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
下面接着有个解释。
And then there's an explanation.
这些和他永远的旨意是连在一起。
Because these things are related to his eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
现在感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着主的话。
Because of the word of God.
他们终于完成神的旨意。
They finished the purpose of God.
现在有可能了。
Now there's a
possibility. 现在主耶稣有可能降生在伯利恒。
Now the Lord Jesus can be born.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
在这里。圣灵就能解释一切。
Then the Holy Spirit can explain it.
所以撒迦利亚书不能光停在八章的。
So Zechariah cannot stop at chapter 8.
还得要九章一直到十四章。
You need chapter 9 to 14.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
那么好，我们今天晚上就来看那个八个异象。
So okay, let's look at the 8 visions.
那这个八个异象并不像我们所想象那么难的。
Now these visions are actually not that difficult.
那我帮大家稍微整理一下。
I will organize it for everyone.
我们大概把八个异象稍微的背一遍，好不好？
So let us memorize the 8 visions.
那第一个就是在那个番石榴树中间的四匹马。
It's the 4 horses amongst the myrtle trees.
这是第一个印象。第二个印象呢，就是四个角跟四个将，四将。
It's the 4 horns. The second one is the 4 horns and the 4 craftsmen.
然后第三个印象呢
？The third vision.
有一个人拿着准绳。
Someone that took a measuring line
要去量耶路撒冷
and wanted to measure Jerusalem.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这表示耶路撒冷要建起来。
It means that Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
不能荒凉的。
It cannot be desolate.
现在圣殿他们圣殿在盖了。
Now the temple is being built.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
圣殿不过是第一步。
The temple is the first step.
圣城是第二步。
The city is the second step.
有神的同在是第一步。
To have the presence of God is one.
神的见证是第二步。
The second step is to build the testimony.
有神的同在
for there to be the presence of God,
所以世人就看见神的荣耀
then people see God's glory,
就把荣耀归给神
and then they give the glory to God,
你看这是见证
this is testimony,
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and
sisters, 你清楚吗
do you see that?
所以有一天
one day,
有人要量耶路撒冷
someone will be measuring Jerusalem,
所以这是讲到耶路撒冷
so it speaks about Jerusalem,
讲到耶路撒冷的前途
speaks about the future of Jerusalem,
那么这是第三个意象
the third vision,
第四个意象
the fourth vision,
你看约书亚不是在神面前穿了一个污秽的
So wasn't Joshua in filthy garments?
那这是天上的光景。
Now this is the heavenly condition.
因为撒旦也在那里。
Because Satan was there.
然后神怎么说呢
？And then what did God say?
他说：“以撒旦呐，耶和华责备你。
”The Lord rebuked you, Satan.
那耶和华是哪一位耶和华
？Who, which Lord?
就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。
It's the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you.
你看你稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing?
有的时候他说万军之耶和华。
Some people sometimes he says the Lord of hosts.
有的时候是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。
He says the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem.
这是对撒旦说的。
This spoke to Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这句话何等的厉害。
This word is so strong.
这里告诉我们说。你不要忘记，我有个旨意。
Don't forget, I have a purpose.
我是拣选耶路撒冷的。
I have chosen Jerusalem.
现在我要责备你。
Now I want to rebuke you.
这不是从火中抽出来一根柴吗
？Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
你看约书亚本来在巴比伦，在完全在火里面的。
Now Joshua was in the fire in Babylon.
结果呢？你看我是把他从里面抽出来的。
But now I have plucked him out.
许多时候啊
Oftentimes,
我们以为我们跟随主
we think that as we follow the
Lord, 我们世界也不要了
we do not want the world.
我们来到了耶路撒冷
we come to Jerusalem,
不要忘记
don't forget,
在神的眼光中
in the eyes of God,
我们本来在世界就好像在火里面一样
in the world, we were like in the fire.
结果我们是一根火、啊、从里面抽出来的
and we were plucked out from the fire.
你看见吗
do you see that?
神在撒旦面前说这个话的
so God spoke this in the presence of Satan.
那么约书亚穿着污秽的衣服
now Joshua was clothed in filthy garments.
为什么穿着污秽的衣服
he clothed with filthy garments.
人在巴比伦没有不污秽的。
None in Babylon are not defiled.
你看见吗？在这里从火里面抽出来的。
So you've been plucked out of the fire.
所以你在巴比伦待那么久了。
So you have stayed in Babylon for so long.
你看巴比伦到处都是偶像。
So Babylon is full of idols.
巴比伦是远离神的。
The Babylon is far from God.
那个观念是没有神的观念。
Their concept is a godless concept.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
什么叫做污秽、啊？
What is that? The
污秽就是明明讲到巴比伦，很清楚的。
Very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
我们说我们从巴比伦出来
了。We say we return from Babylon.
那现在我们要问。
But now we want to ask,
我们是不是还穿巴比伦污秽的衣服？
Do we still wear the garments of Babylon?
是不是在我们身上把所有巴比伦一切都脱掉了呢？
Have we removed everything from Babylon?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
这是另外一个意象。
This is another vision.
所以圣灵说，
so、the Spirit says,
要使你脱离罪孽。
So that you may be removed from iniquity.
脱离罪孽就是脱离巴比伦。
To have the iniquity removed to take away Babylon.
要给你穿上华美的衣服。
And we'll clothe you with festal robes.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
来到了新耶路撒冷。
When we come to New Jerusalem,
要穿上华美的衣服。
You need festal robes.
你看这是什么？
What do you see
there? 这是约书亚的。
You see, this is the story of Joshua.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为以色列人呢、啊？
Because Jerusalem,
他所在的位置啊，
the place that they stood,
就好像祭司的位置。
It's just like the place of priests.
他为了世界上的人，
for the people in the world,
来到神面前。
They came to the presence of God.
也为了神，也为了神，为了世界的人呢，来到神面前，也为了神的缘故，来到这些人的面前。
So also they came before God for the world, and they also came to the world. Representing God. They want to spread the gospel.
让他们认识独一真神。
To know the only true God.
所以这里的约书亚那是代表整个剩下的百姓。
So this Joshua refers to the remnant.
但不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你如果从巴比伦来的话。
If you come from Babylon.
你不可能不沾染巴比伦的污秽。
It's impossible for you not to be defiled.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
如果在耶路撒冷的话。
If it is in Jerusalem.
那是华美的衣服。
It is festal robe.
所以在这里很清楚。
So here it's very clear.
这里是第四个意象。
This is the fourth vision.
那第五个意象呢？
What's the fifth vision?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
那是第四章。
Chapter 4.
就是一个纯净的灯台。
There is a lampstand.
详细的我不去说它了。
I will not go into the
details. 然后两边有什么？有两个橄榄树。
And there are two olive trees by it.
那么这是第五个意象了。
This is the fifth vision.
那第六个意象呢？
What's the sixth vision?
那在空中有一个飞行的书卷。
There's flying ephah.
很有意思的，
Very interesting.
是二十轴长，还有宽十轴。
It's 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide.
你如果去看所罗门的圣殿的话
，If you go and see Solomon's temple,
这个所罗门的圣殿的门口有一个廊子
，Solomon's temple there's actually a portico.
那个廊子呢，就是二十轴长。十轴宽的。
It's 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide.
所以就在这个廊子里面。
Now it's in this portico.
人宣告耶和华的律法。
They proclaim the law of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这里的咒诅的话从哪里来的
？So where did the word of curse come from?
从神的话来的。
From the word of God.
因为神是公正的神
，God
of justice.
God is justice.
所以因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
偷窃是不可以的。
You cannot.
其假事也是不可以的。
Commit thief, you cannot lie.
No, 其假事。偷窃和欺假誓 ，false swear.
You cannot swear falsely by my name.
所以你看见吧，这个很清楚，这个是飞行的书卷。
And this is the flying ephah.
这个飞行的书卷，那个大小和那个这个所罗门圣殿的里面那个廊子是一样大的。
This flying scroll is the same size as that portico.
好了，然后再下面一个。
And then the next thing.
应该是第七个了。
And this is the seventh one.
那就是凉气的这个意象。
And this is the ephah.
这里的凉气原文是 ephah.
In the original, this is ephah.
这个是犹太人他们量干粮的时候最大的一个量器。
This is actually the biggest scale they used to measure the dry food.
所有干的东西。不管麦子啊，或者什么东西，或者什么，你要量个最大的东西，就叫 ephah。
Anything that's dry can be measured by that ephah。
然后你看见有一个妇人呢，放在那个凉气里面。
And then a woman was placed upon that ephah。
然后用铅把它盖住。
And then she was covered,
把它盖住，先把它盖住，盖在里面，盖在。
Oh, she was covered inside of it.
然后呢，就把它一直，然后两个妇人一直把它这个飞着，就把它带到
巴比伦，就是示拿地。
And the two women carried it all the way to Shinar.
那弟兄姊妹
，Babylon，
这是第七个。
This is the seventh one.
第七个意象。
The seventh vision.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
给我们看见最后一个意象。
It shows us the last vision.
那就是从，那就是很明显给我们看见从两个铜山的中间。
Then among, in between the two bronze mountains.
然后你看有四匹车子，车辆 chariot 从里面出来。
And there were four chariots that came forth.
有红马
red horses,
然后有黑马
black horses,
还有白马
white horses,
还有个斑点的壮马
and then dappled,
然后呢有两匹马往北方去的
two went to the north,
有一匹马往南方去的
one went to the south,
还有壮马呢是遍地走来走去的
and there were horses that went through the whole earth,
然后那么这个第八节
verse 8,
他又呼叫我说
and then he cried out to me,
看哪往北方去的已在北方安慰我的心
see those who are going to the land of the north have appeased my wrath in the land of the north
这里告诉我们说
so here it shows us
这个往北方去的那个车辆啊
the chariot that went north
安慰了神的心
appeased the heart of God
这是很特别
it's very special
你知道最后的一个意象
you know the last vision
这里有一件事安慰了神的心。
Now there was something here that comforted the heart of God.
在第一个意象里面。
In the first vision.
圣经告诉我们神安慰锡安。
It spoke how God comforted Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你仔细读这八个意象。
If you read these eight visions.
你发现很有意思。
You see it's very interesting.
第一个四匹马和第八个的四辆车子是一对的。
The first.Four horses and the last four chariots are corresponding.
而第一个意象
the first vision,
这给告诉我们说耶和华安慰了锡安
tells us how God comforted Zion.
那等到四辆车子的意象的时候
when you see the vision of the four chariots,
他说往北方去的已经在北方安慰了神的心
he said those that went to the north have appeased my wrath.
我们心能够得到安慰
our heart can be satisfied.
神心为什么要得到安慰
why does the heart of God need to be comforted?
所以看这里两个是一组的
so you see, there's one group.
是很有意思的
Very interesting.
那么第一匹马讲到四匹马以后
After he spoke of the four horses,
然后神就安慰我们
so God comforted us.
他说万军耶和华如此说我耶和华热为锡安心里极其火热
he said I am zealous for Zion and Jerusalem
然后第十六节说
verse 16 says
所以耶和华如此说
And therefore the Lord said,
现今我回到耶路撒冷仍是怜悯我的殿被重建在其中
I will return to Jerusalem with compassion my house will be built in it
弟兄姊妹就是因着这个意象
Because of this vision
你知道神的殿一定会重建
So you know the temple will be rebuilt
所以如果你知道神说了他一定要他说我的殿被重建在其中你看这个工作一定完成的
Say my house will be built in it you know the work will succeed
所以明白吗
So you understand
在四匹马以后
After the four horses
你看神说话了
You see God's spoke
那么在四辆车子以后
Now after the four chariots
你看有一件事情发生了
Something happened
那什么事情发生了
What happened
你看见说约书亚就得着冠冕了
Joshua received the crown
那冠冕什么意思
What does the crown
表示他是君王
It means that he's a king
他明明是祭司不是吗
But he was a priest wasn't he
但是非常有意思
But very interesting
在这里所以你读到第六章的时候
When you read chapter 6
那你看第十二节
Verse 12
他说万军之耶和华如此说
Then say to him Thus says the Lord of hosts
看哪那名称为大卫苗裔的他要在本处长起来并要建造耶和华的殿
Behold the man whose name is Branch For he will branch out from where he is And he will build the temple of the Lord
你先看见了吗
Now do you see it
前面四匹马的那个意象
The vision of the first horse
神说我的殿必重建在其中
God said my house will be rebuilt in it
到了四匹车子四辆车子的时候
When it comes to the four chariots
告诉我们说弥赛亚要建造耶和华的殿
The Messiah will build the temple of the Lord
一个是在历史
One is historical
一个是在将来
One is in the future
但这两个是一对的
But these are corresponding
就这边你看见吗
You see it
很稀奇的
It's very amazing
借着所罗巴伯，借着约书亚，他们把圣殿盖起来了。
Through Zerubbabel, through Haggai, they were Zerubbabel, they were built.
这是四匹马的意象。
So this is the four horses.
但你讲到四辆车子的时候呢
？When we speak about four chariots.
那这里告诉我们，有一天弥赛亚要来到。
Tells us that the Messiah will return one day.
他是怎么样的呢
He will build the temple of the Lord. He'll build the temple of the Lord. And build the honor and sit and rule on his throne. He will be priest on his throne. Brothers and sisters, isn't it amazing?
又是君王,
There's the king and the priest.
这是谁呢?
Who is he? Speaks about our Lord.
我们的主就是麦基喜德.
Our Lord is Melchizedek.
麦基喜德又是君王,
Melchizedek was both king and priest.
所以感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
这两幅图画, 是一幅图画,
so these two pictures are one picture.
一个是四匹马,
One is the four horses.
还有一个呢, 是四辆车子,
Then you see the four chariots.
这两个是一对的,
these two are corresponding.
那不止如此,
Not only that.
第二个跟倒数第二个也是一对的,
the second and the second to last are corresponding.
那第二是什么呢?
What is the second one?
是四个角跟四个将,
the four horses and four craftsmen.
和那个量器是一对的,
it's actually corresponding with the ephah.
然后呢, 现在我们来的第三个,
the third one
和倒数第三个是一对的,
is corresponding with the third to last.
有人要量耶路撒冷,
someone's going to measure Jerusalem.
然后还有一个飞行的书卷在空中的,
there was a flying scroll, wasn't there?
你看这两个是一对的,
these are corresponding,
是彼此解释的,
they explain each other.
然后当然最中央的一对是什么呢?
The most central ones, what are they?
最中央的一对就是约书亚和所罗巴伯,
it's Joshua and Zerubbabel.
你看见吗?
You see that?
就是那件华美的衣服, 还有什么? 还有就是那个, 还有就是 是那个金灯台, 纯金的灯台,
it's that glorious raiment and also the lampstand.
那不光如此,
not only that,
讲到约书亚的时候,
when you speak about Joshua,
他说我要在约书亚面前立一个石头, 上面有七眼的,
he said I will
第八、第九节，第三章第九节。
I will set before Joshua a stone, and on one stone are seven eyes.
你看，一面讲石头，一面讲七眼。
On the one hand, you see a stone; on the other hand, you see
seven eyes. 这个石头跟圣殿建造发生关系的。
This has to do with the building of the temple.
你看见吗？
You see that?
但在你读到下面第四章的时候，
When you read chapter four,
读到金灯台的时候，
When you come to the lampstand,
又是一块石头。
You also see a stone.
那块石头，那个石头乃是他必搬出一块石头，按在殿顶上面的。
And this stone will cap on the top of the temple.
那不光如此,
not only that,
这第十节,
verse 10,
谁藐视这日子的事为小呢?
Who has despised this?
这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛。
These seven eyes are the eyes of Jehovah.
遍察全地见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜了。
And will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
所以你看这不是一对是什么?
Isn't these a pair?
一个是耶稣亚, 一个是所罗巴伯。
One is Joshua and Zerubbabel.
这里有一块石头, 这里有一块石头。
There's a stone here and a stone there.
这个石头有七个眼睛, 这个石头有七个眼睛。
This stone has seven eyes and that stone has seven eyes.
你看这是一对的。
These are a pair.
你如果仔细来看这个意象的话,
if you look at this vision,
你看见是四对的。
It's four pairs.
你看见马和车。
Horse and chariot.
然后第二对第三对第四对,
and then the second and third and fourth.
所以这是很清楚的,
so this is very clear.
那现在我们要问,
now I want to ask,
这个四匹马是什么意思?
What is the significance of these four horses?
四辆车子是什么意思?
What are the significance of these four chariots?
你如果把它放在一起的话,
if you place them together,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
很稀奇啊,
it's very amazing.
这里讲的天使,
here it speaks about angels.
你看见吗?
You see it?
而且这里讲到啊, 这个凡是他, 这个有一个人坐骑着红马, 站在洼地凡石榴的中间。
And there was a man who was amongst myrtle trees. There were the red horses.
为什么凡石榴?
Why myrtle tree?
大家记不记得?
Does everyone remember?
这个以斯帖有另外一个名叫哈大撒。
Remember, Esther had another name. His name was Hadassah.
Hadassah什么意思?
What does Hadassah mean?
Hadassah是番石榴的意思.
Hadassah means myrtle.
为什么?
Why?
因为在波斯到处都是番石榴.
Because in Persia, you'll find myrtle trees all over the
place. 所以现在这些人从波斯回来了。
So these people returned from Persia.
所以现在这里讲的番石榴的时候,
so when you speak about myrtle trees,
就叫我们想起这个番石榴乃是代表剩下的百姓。
These myrtle trees remind you of the remnant.
你看见他们从巴比伦回来, 他们从波斯回来,
they returned from Persia.
所以你看他们把波斯的土产都带回来了。
So they brought everything that was of Persia back.
所以当你走在, 当你在那个洼地看见那番石榴树的时候,
so when you see the myrtle trees there,
第一, 你看番石榴树不是很伟大的。
So myrtle trees are know, not something big.
很不起眼的。
It's actually very small.
这个就好像那些剩下的百姓回来一样。
It's just like the remnant returning.
你看见吗?
You see that?
但是虽然如此,
but even thus,
很稀奇,
very amazing.
这里有个少年,
there is a young man here.
神开他的眼,
God opened up his eyes.
当表面上是种满了番石榴的洼地,
outwardly speaking, it was a land full of myrtle trees.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
神开他的眼睛,
God opened their eyes.
他看见这里有四匹马,
and he saw that there were four horses.
那这四匹马是谁呢?
Who are these four horses?
而且，那么你看这个第九节，他说我对我说话的天使说主啊，这什么意思？
I said, my Lord, what are these?
他说我要指示你，这什么意思？
I will show you what are these.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说，这是奉耶和华差遣在遍地走来走去。And
the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, said, these are those whom Lord has sent to patrol the earth.
那些骑马的对站在番石榴中间的耶和华的使者说。
And then the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle tree said,
那耶和华的使者在旧约是指着我们的主来说。
The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament always refers to our Lord himself.
所以你看现在这些骑马的都向他报告的。
So then these who were on horses came to report to him.
他们骗奉差遣跑了走来走去。
So they were there to patrol the earth.
所以现在对站在番石榴中间耶和华的使者说，我们已经在遍地走来走去，见平全地都是安息平静的。
And then they saw that we have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth is peaceful and quiet.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
这非常有意思的。
This is very interesting.
如果你记得以利沙的故事,
if you remember the story of Elisha,
你记不记得有一次以利沙在多丹那个地方?
Remember when Elisha was in Dothan?
那个时候呢, 你记不记得以色列人和亚兰人在那打仗?
You know, remember how Israel was fighting against the Aramites?
结果呢，这个亚兰王呢，在卧房里面告诉他将军，我们要在哪里安营。
So the Elamites said, the king came and said, we're going to encamp in a certain place.
结果呢，不知道为什么，以利沙听见了。
And then Elisha heard it.
所以以利沙就告诉自己的人说，那个地方你就不要去。
And then Elisha told them, don't go to this place.
所以后来他们就发现一定发生了状况。 So
they found that maybe something happened.
那为什么好像我们说在卧房里面讲的话，通通听见了呢？
But why is it that what was spoken in the room was heard?
所以后来他们找到了。
So they found it.
原来以利沙把所有的秘密都露出去了。
Actually, Elisha had leaked all the secrets.
结果怎么办呢？
So what happened?
结果亚兰就派大军包围整个的多丹。
So Aram sent all the men's armies to surround him.
你看就把整个的多丹团团的围住了。
And surrounded all of Dothan.
他们要捉拿谁呢？
Who are they going to capture?
他们要捉拿这个神人先知，就是以利沙。
They wanted to capture Elisha.
结果他旁边有个少年人。
But then there was a young man next to him.
他看见到处都是敌人的军队。
He saw the army of the enemy.
结果你知道以利沙怎么说呢？
So what did Elisha say?
他说和我们同在的比和他们同在还要多。
So those that are with us are more in number than those against us.
然后以利沙有个祷告。
Then Elisha had a prayer.
说神啊,
said God,
求你开启这少年的眼睛。
May you open the eyes of this
结果圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible tells us,
这个少年的眼睛就开启了，
this young man's eyes opened,
看见满山都是火车火马，
and then he saw a full mountain full of chariots and horses.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see it, brothers and sisters?
以撒加利亚也是个少年人。
Zechariah was also a young man.
他所看见的是巴比伦的军队和这个波斯大波斯的军队。
When he was looking and seeing the armies of Babylon and Persia,
那些人都是这样感觉的。
They all had the sense.
你在敌人的铁蹄底下，他们觉得自卑的很，觉得渺小的很。
And under the rule of the enemy, you feel so small.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
如果这些人要 往前去的话， 有一件事他们要记得， 我们的神是万军之耶和华，
our God is the Lord of hosts.
所以万军之耶和华一共提了50多次，
so the Lord of hosts is mentioned 50 times.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 从表面上来看，
outwardly speaking,
他们受波斯大帝国的压迫，
they were oppressed by the Persian Empire.
他们不过像番石榴树一样，
they were just like myrtle trees.
他们什么也不是，
they are nothing.
他们什么也没有，
they have nothing.
他们是少数的一般人，
they are remnants.
但是弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
在这里需要 有人开撒加利亚的眼睛。
But someone needed to open the eyes of Zechariah.
如果他开他的眼睛的话，
If he opened his eyes,
他看见什么？
What did he see?
看见火车火马。
He saw horses and chariots.
你看见这里的马，当然骑马的是天使。
Now we know those upon the horses were the angels.
那四辆车子呢？
The four chariots.
你不要说什么，你不要去问是什么东西。
Don't ask what it is.
圣灵你自己解释了。
The Holy Spirit explained it.
那就是天的四风。
It's the four winds of the earth.
Or four spirits of the from heaven.
From heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是个属天的一个运动。
So it's a heavenly movement.
你看见说神打发天使。
So God sent angels.
神的万事互相效力。
God called all things to work together for good.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？如果我们看见满山都是火车火马。
If we see that the whole sky is full of chariots.
你就知道神与我们同在的比他们的同在更多。
So you know that the God who is with us is more numerous than those that are against us. So brothers and sisters, when the church is when the church is persecuted,
就好像这以色列人在敌人的铁蹄底下的时候
it's just like the people of Israel under the ruling hand of the enemy. There's one thing you have to remember.
我们的神是万军的。
Our God is the Lord of hosts.
你看这些天使都是他的。
These angels are all His.
所以你看这是万军的耶和华。
Is the Lord of hosts.
和我们同在的比和他们同在的更多。
He who is with us is more numerous than those that are against us.
所以你看第一个意象是火车火马。最后是火车。
The first vision is the horses, the last vision is the chariots.
这是天马，也是天军，天。
It's the heavenly horses and heavenly chariots.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这是从天上来的。
This comes from heaven.
为什么
？Why?
我们的神是万军之耶和
华。Because our Lord is the Lord of hosts.
我们一定要看见这个场
景。We have to see.
当这件事发生的时候
，When this thing happened.
结果他看见什么？
What did he see?
他说我们已经遍地走来走去。
Yeah, we have already patrolled the whole earth.
很有意思的。
Very interesting.
在波斯大帝国里面。
In the Persian Empire.
他征服了全世界以后。
After it conquers the world.
他希望能维持和平。
It likes to keep peace.
所以怎么维持和平呢
？How do they keep peace?
他们有 patrol， 有巡逻的。
They will send patrols.
所以他们有说 mountain patrol， 在山里面的，你看用车子用马呀跑来跑去。
So they have these mountain patrols.
所以记得
so remember,
波斯大帝国有这些 patrol 有这些巡逻
Persian Empire had these patrols
但是感谢主
Thank the Lord
万军之耶和华
The Lord of hosts
也有他的巡逻
Also has these patrols
所以你看见吗
So you see that
这些马是走来走去的
These horses were patrolling all
还有那个撞马那个撞马的车子也是跑了走来走去的
And then it's the same thing with the other horse that went around
所以第一个意象是巡逻第二最后一个意象也是巡逻
So the first vision is patrolling and the last vision is patrolling
你晚上能睡得很好
You can sleep at night
因为有人就在你附近做巡逻
Because there's someone patrolling around you
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see it?
许多时候我们这个人太紧张了
Oftentimes we're too nervous
我们神经兮兮的
We're so nervous
我们一直没有安全感
We have no sense of security
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers
and
sisters Thank the Lord
你要看见万地之耶和华
You have to see the Lord of
hosts 你要看见与我们同在的比那个更多
You see that those that are with us are more numerous than others
而且不光如此啊
But not only that
我们每一个人都有一个保镖你知道吗
Every one of us has a bodyguard
因为圣经告诉我们
Because the Bible tells us
每天呢我们的天使要向神报告所以我们的安危
Our angel has to report to God our daily doing
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
有的时候我们蒙保守
Sometimes we are kept
因为神让天使为我们这救恩的人蒙恩的人效力
Because our Lord is causing the angels to work for us
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
你看见吗
Do you see that
神叫万事互相效力
God calls all things to work together
这是风没有错
So these are winds
让风这样吹
So the winds blow here
让风那样吹
The wind blows there
结果它就震动天和地
So that shakes the earth, heavens and earth
也震动万国
It shakes the nations
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
结果什么事发生呢
So what happened
感谢主
Thank the Lord
巴比伦虽然压迫以色列人
，Even though Babylon oppressed the people of
Israel， 结果神让波斯大帝国把他打败了。
So God allowed Persia to defeat Babylon。
那就更有意思。
But more interesting in
你的波斯帝国什么样的帝国呢
？Now what kind of empire is Persia？
在他还没有成为大帝国以前
，Before it became a great empire，
他们到处流浪。
They were ones that were wandering around the world.
你看见他们到处被追赶。
They were actually chased from here to
there. 他们知道被别人追赶的味道什么味道。
They knew what it meant to be chased around by others.
所以他们巴不得能回到自己的家。
So they want to return to their home.
所以波斯大帝国有个特点。
So Persian Empire has a very special feature.
你看见吗？等到以色列人，所以你看见，因为他们自己曾经漂流过。
Because at one time point in time they wandered themselves.
所以他们 们知道这些人他们要回到他们的。
So they knew that these people needed to return to their home.
所以七十年以后。
So 70 years later. 亲爱
的弟兄姊妹，以色列人不止回到他们的家乡。
Israel not only returned to their home.
而且古列王居然能够鼓励他们回去建造圣殿。
Cyrus also encouraged them to return to rebuild the temple.
怎么会为什么会这样
？Why did this happen this way? Why?
你看天的四风在那里震动，在那里吹来吹去。
See the four winds are blowing in the
In the house. Thank the Lord.
When Persia finally united the world,
结果天使走来走去,
so then the angels are patrolling the earth,
就向我们的主报告,
and reported to the Lord.
他是全地都安息平静。
See, behold, all the earth is peaceful and quiet.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见, 为什么全世界太平?
Why is the whole world in peace?
因为神要建造他的
圣殿。Because God wanted to build his temple.
因为神为着主耶稣要降生在伯利恒做了许多预备的工作。
For the Lord Jesus to be born in Bethlehem, God did a work of preparation.
所以明白吗?
So do you understand?
你看见世界的局势。
You see the condition of the world.
和平的。
Peace.
没有事情发生。
Nothing happened.
现在不是巴比伦时代。
Now is not the time of Babylon.
现在是波斯帝国时代。
Now is the time of the Persia.
他们现在可以建圣殿。
They can build the temple.
所以你如果看整个的局面的话。
So if you look at the world condition.
是安息平静的。
It is full of peace. Peaceful and quiet. But don't forget.
在这里有一个代祷。
Here there is a prayer.
这里有一个祷告。
An intercession.
这个祷告乃是耶和华使者的祷告。
This is the prayer of the angel of the Lord.
那就是我们的主的祷告。
And this is the prayer of our Lord Himself.
他说：“万军之耶和华
，O Lord of hosts，
你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的城已经七十年，你不施怜悯要到几时呢？”
How long will you have no compassion for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, with which you have been indignant these 7 years?
然后神怎么回答？
What the Lord answered.
我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。
I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
你不是看见全地都平静了吗？
Didn't you see peace and quiet?
为什么有今天这个政治的局面？
Why was there such a political situation?
万事互相效力。
Because all things work together for good.
是为着叫神的旨意能够完成。
So that the purpose of God can be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
这是前面的四匹马。
This is the first four horses.
但等到后面四匹车辆四驾车辆的时候。弟兄姊妹也是一样的。
It's the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see it?
在这里有一个局势。
There's a condition.
有一个世界的局势。
There's a condition in the world.
神说他已经安慰了我的心。
God said He has comforted my heart.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你看见这个整个世界的局面。
The whole situation of the world.
到了一个情形。
When they reach a point.
现在神的心可以得到安慰。
Now the heart of God can be sat.
为什么
？Comforted. Why?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为很清楚的。
Because it's very clear.
现在弥赛亚要来了。
Because Messiah was coming.
弥赛亚就是他要坐在他自己的位上。
He was going to sit on his seat.
而必在位上做祭司。
And he was going to be a priest upon his seat.
所以现在你就明白了。
So now you understand.
为什么他给约书亚戴上了冠冕
？Why did he give Joshua a crown?
这就告诉我们说。
This tells you.
你看有一天。
That one day.
我们主的心要得着安慰。
Our Lord's heart will be comforted.
主耶稣诞生的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was born.
是在罗马帝国的管辖底下。
He was born under the rule of the Roman Empire.
主耶稣回来的时候。
The Lord Jesus returned.
乃是在一个复兴的罗马的帝国管辖底下。
He will return to revived Roman Empire's power.
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚吗
？So you see it's very clear.
这些外面的局面。
This outer thing,
尤其从今天开始
starting from today,
欧洲的局面不一样了。
The situation in Europe is different.
我们不知道是什么局面，神说安慰了我的心。
We don't know what kind of thing comforted my heart.
有一件事真的。
There's one thing is true.
当到神的心一得着安慰
，When the heart of God is comforted,
我们的主的脚就踩在橄榄上。
Then our Lord's feet will be upon the throne.
他要坐在他的位上。
He will be sitting on his throne.
其实弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
两千年前他已经在天上已经登基。
2,000 years ago, he was already enthroned.
他就是麦基洗德。
He is Melchizedek.
他是祭司，他也是君王。
He is priest, he is king.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一天
，one day，
这个世界上的局势要安慰我们神的心。
The whole condition of the world will comfort the heart of God.
然后弥赛亚就回来。
Then Messiah will return.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
弥赛亚回来
，when the Messiah returns，
他要建造耶和华的殿。
He will build his temple.
那这个殿不是第三个殿。
Now this temple is not the third temple.
这个殿就是以西结的那个最后的那个殿。
This temple is that last temple mentioned by by Ezekiel.
所以那个殿和现在尺寸各都不一样。
So the measurements of that temple is very different from the temple today.
那是弥赛亚自己建的殿。
Because that is a temple built by the Messiah himself.
弟兄们，你看很清楚的。
You see, it's very clear.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
无论是天车或者是天马。
Whether it's chariots or horses.
无论是火车或者是火马。
Whether it's horses of fire or chariots of fire.
感谢主，弟兄们。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
这些都万事都互相效力。
All things work together for good.
神说我为耶路撒冷大发热心。
He said, I'm exceedingly zealous for Jerusalem
and Zion. 感谢主，因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
他要安慰锡安。
He will comfort Zion.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
耶路撒冷是有明天。
Jerusalem has a tomorrow.
所以在这个敌对的这个意象里面。
So in this first grouping.
我想是很清楚。
I think it's very clear.
这是很大很大的鼓励。
This is great comfort.
那么然后呢？
And then what?
现在看得更清楚一点。
Now we see even clearer.
你看有四个角和四个将领。
See four horns and four craftsmen.
这个角就是把以色列人把他打散的人。
And this four horns actually scatter the people of Israel.
那明天早晨我们要来看大概这个四个角是什么。
So tomorrow morning we'll like to look what four horns these are.
圣经没有说。
The Bible doesn't say.
但是我们能够有一点的影子。
But we can have a little bit of a shadow.
我们从整本的撒加利亚大概可以知道是哪四个。
So from the four, from the whole book of Zechariah, we can probably figure out what it is.
那么很有意思。
Very interesting.
这些角是对付以色列人的。
These four horns used to deal with the people of Israel.
神兴起四个匠人
，But God caused four craftsmen
就打击这个四个角
，to strike these four horns。
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
？So do you understand？
那为什么是匠人呢
？Why is a craftsman？
你知道每一个匠人都是 constructive， 都是建设性。
Because all these craftsmen they are constructive。
所以你看见说角是完全为了破坏的。
So horns are used for destruction。
但是现在神为着要带进他自己的工作。
But God wanted to bring in His own work。
所以你看见。在脚的背后有匠人的。
So behind the four horns there were the four craftsmen.
所以这个就是在历史上所发生的种种的事情。
So these are all the things that happened in the world.
为什么有的国家兴起？
Why some nations have been risen?
为什么有的国家衰亡？
Some nations have fallen.
为什么英国向来是日不落没的帝国？
Great Britain used to be the land where the sun never sets.
结果我们看见1997年等到查理王子离开。香港的时候，你看见那个大的帝国就没落了。
But in 97, after Prince Charles left China, we know that empire came to an end.
为什么美国今天是 superpower?
Why is the United States a superpower today?
弟兄姊妹，你如果要问的话，
if you want to ask,
不要忘记，
don't forget,
万事都互相效力。
All things work together for good.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 我们看世界和世人看世界不一样。
When we look at the world, it's different from how the world looks
at the world. 我们看见的有四个角，还有四个角。
We see the four horns and the four craftsmen.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
详细的我们不去说它。
The details we won't mention it.
那么讲到凉气的时候，
so when we speak about the ephod,
我稍微的提一下。
Let me mention this.
那个凉气，我们说过是凉这个。干粮的。
Now we know this ephah is used to measure the
或者是麦子，或者是果子，反正是粮很大的器具。
Grains or fruits, etc.
所以这个粮器是为做生意、做买卖用的。
So this ephah is used for business.
但现在很明显。
So it's very clear.
你看见这个妇人，你看见这里有一个妇人呢。
So now there was a woman there.
他们呢是从一个地方，最后把他们带到他自己的故乡去。
So they brought this all the way back to their homeland.
所以这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
这就告诉我们说。
This tells us.
我们知道自从巴比伦兴起了以后
Ever since Babylon had been restored
你知道说最后世界上的宗教都是从巴比伦来的
You know, all the religions of the world come from Babylon
有一天他们要回去
One day it will return to Babylon
讲到世界的经济
When you speak about the commerce of the world
那
当
年也是从巴比伦开始
It started from Babylon
所以但是不要忘记
But don't forget
这个最早巴比伦是在巴比伦
Now, Babylon used to be in Babylon
后来慢慢巴比伦的影响就到了别加摩
Then later on, the influence of Babylon came to Pergamum
然后最后就到了罗马
And then it came to Rome.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会发现说，这个巴比伦大祭司啊
，Now this high priest in Babylon
叫做 Pontifex Maximus.
So his name was Pontifex Maximus.
你看见这个大家都知道是巴比伦大祭司的。
And we knew that he was a great high priest of Babylon.
你知道说那个这个 Julius Caesar.
You know Julius Caesar.
最后就变成第一个罗马皇帝。
He became the first Roman emperor.
他同时也是巴比伦宗教的大祭司。
And he was was also the high priest of the religion in Babylon.
所以你看巴比伦势力慢慢慢就跑到罗马去了。
So the influence of Babylon came from Babylon all the way to Rome.
但到后来你看见有的教皇他的封号就是 Pontifex Maximus.
And then you discover that the Pope actually his title was Pontifex Maximus.
现在你知道教会完全被挪到巴比伦。
So now you know the church has been deported to Babylon.
对，这么现在你明白吗？
So now do you understand?
如果我们明白整个圣经的话。
If we understand the whole Bible.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一件事我们知道。
There's one thing we know.
等到主要回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
你看见这个巴比伦中心要从巴比伦再回到巴比伦。
You know that the center of Babylon will return from Rome back to Babylon.
所以你看伊拉克今天一定要重建。
So Iraq needs to be rebuilt.
你看见没有？
Do you see it?
那个经济的中心和宗教的中心有一定要回来的。
Because that commercial center and that religious center will one day return.
这个就是那个凉气所给我们看见的。
So this is what the ephah shows us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你看见那个四个角的时候。
When you see those four horns.
你看见的是军事的势力。
You see that's the military power.
政治的势力。
Political power.
当你看见凉气的时候。
But when you see the ephah.
你看见宗教的势力。
You see the religious power.
你看见经济的势力。
You see the commercial power.
感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你如果读启示录的话。
If you read Revelation.
最后是非常非常清楚。
It's very very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So,
这是第二个跟倒数第二个。
This is the second and the second to last.
然后第三个。
And then the third.
就是有人要量那个耶路撒冷。
Someone's going to use a measuring line to measure Jerusalem.
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
到了有一天。
One day.
你看耶路撒冷比原来大的很多。
Jerusalem was much bigger than
they thought. 你根本没有办法量的。
You cannot measure it.
那现在其实已经应验了。
So now it's already been fulfilled.
因为耶路撒冷现在不光在古城里面。
Because Jerusalem is not just in the ancient city.
现在也很扩很大很大。
It's actually been expanded.
所以现在的耶路撒冷你。不能量，你不知道哪里是城啊，哪里。现在耶路撒冷不能光是古城，比古城大的很多。
So Jerusalem of today is greater than just the ancient city.
所以这个是应验了，没有错。
So this has been fulfilled.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
这是指着耶路撒冷有一天现代化来说的。
Because it speaks about Jerusalem one day being modernized.
有一部分是有墙的，有一部分是没有墙的。
There was one portion that had a wall, the other didn't have a wall.
但是更重要的。
But even more important.
因为只有神做我们的火墙。
Because only God will become our wall.
所以你看见吗？神的荣耀要在里面。
So the glory of God will be there.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
到了有一天耶路撒冷被主兴起来的时候
one day when God has restored Jerusalem,
你是不能量的
you cannot measure it.
是没有边的
it doesn't have borders.
好像没有墙没有边的
as if it didn't have a wall.
神做四围的火墙
God became the wall of fire around it.
并且要做其中的荣耀
it will become the glory in its midst.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你再读下去的话
read further,
就一直讲到主回来的时候
it speaks about the Lord's return.
特别到了这个千禧年的时候
Until the millennium.
那个耶路撒冷的光景就这里所给我们。
The condition of Jerusalem is described here.
所以这个意象啊。
So this vision.
严格说来，一直讲到主回来。
Strictly speaking, it goes continues all the way until our Lord's return.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
为什么神的荣耀在那里
？Why was the glory of God in it?
神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
神是不能容忍罪恶。
God is one who cannot tolerate sin.
在耶路撒冷城里面。
In the city of Jerusalem.
特别在圣殿的前面的有一块走廊里面。
There was especially a portico in the front of the city.
他们要宣告神的话。
They will proclaim the word of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的话要出来审判。
The word of God will come forth and judge.
神出来，如果你不顺服神的话，就带来了咒诅。
If you do not obey the word of God, it will bring forth curse.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
现在我们清楚了
now we are clear.
许多时候我们讲到教会的见证
oftentimes when we speak about the testimony of the church
我们讲到合一的见证
when we speak about the testimony of oneness we forget
哪里有合一
where is there oneness
哪里就有审判
then there is judgment there
如果我们的肉体受到审判
if our flesh is judged
我们就能够彼此相爱
then we can love one another
许多时候
oftentimes
我们说耶路撒冷真好
we see Jerusalem is so
great 这里有神的荣耀
we see the glory of God here
这是什么意思
what does it mean
这就是说我们肉体一点一点，我们肉体不可能有影子。
It means our flesh cannot have a shadow.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。教会是可怕的地方。
The church is a terrible place.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果这里有神的同在，
because if there's a presence of God here,
神的话要来审判我们。
The word of God will come and judge.
神要给我们看见。
The Lord will show us.
这是我们的肉体。
This is our flesh.
这是我们天然的肉体。
This is our natural deal.
许多时候我们积功好，这是我们自己做个好人就是。
Oftentimes we do good works and accumulate merit.
弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
你看见吗？
You see that?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
只要有耶路撒冷。
If there is Jerusalem,
那里就有一块地方。
Then there is a place there.
那个大小就和飞行的书卷是一模一样的。
It is the same size as a flying scroll.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着神的审判。
Because of the judgment of
God. 然后就带进耶路撒冷荣耀的光景。
It brings forth the glory of Jerusalem.
所以这是第三组。
This is the third group.
那最后一组最有意思。
The last group is the most interesting.
也是最重要的。
It's the most important.
我们刚才说过。
We already mentioned.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
约书亚是从火里抽出来。
Joshua was taken out from the fire.
所以难怪他穿着污秽的。
So that's why he wore filthy garments. Because when God chose Jerusalem,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果今天圣殿建起来了，
if the temple is rebuilt,
你看见说约书亚一定穿着华美的衣服。
You see that Joshua must put on glorious robes.
回到耶路撒冷。
Return to Jerusalem.
你看不见巴比伦的影子。
You cannot see the anything about Babylon.
很可惜的一件事。
It's a shame.
马丁路德也好，加尔文也好。
Martin Luther or Calvin.
他们的确从巴比伦回来。
They did return from Babylon.
但是很不幸的。
But unfortunately.
许多时候。
Oftentimes.
你看见说还是有很多巴比伦的影子。
You'll see there are many signs of Babylon.
所以感谢主。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵怎么说呢？
What did the Holy Spirit
你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。
You may take out his garments.
我是你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
I will have taken away your iniquity and clothed you with festal robes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
而且要把洁净的冠冕放在他的头上。
And put a clean turban on his head.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
能来到教会里面。
In the church.
你看见所看见的光景是什么？
Then what condition do you see?
不是巴比伦的。
It's not Babylon's condition.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
以色列人所以被掳。
The people of Israel
神的荣耀所以撤退。
The glory of God retreated.
原因很简单。
It's very simple.
就是因为他们的污秽逼迫了神的荣耀。
Because their filth persecuted God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你敢不敢脱尽所有巴比伦的污秽？
Do you dare take out all the filth of Babylon?
我知道许多时候很艰难。
I know it's often very difficult.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是最重要的特点。
This is the most important feature.
那么感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就在约书亚的前面。
Before Joshua.
有一块石头。
There was a stone.
神说我要亲自雕刻这块石头。
He said, I have set it before Joshua.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 什么意思呢？等到神借着约书亚把圣殿建起来的时候，
After the Lord completed the temple to Joshua,
那么个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下。
So that everyone will invite his neighbor to sit under the vine and the fig tree.
那当然，这个最高的境、最后的情形是讲到我们主回来。
And then finally, the final picture is that of when the Lord returns.
弟兄姊妹，但是要紧在这里。
But the important thing is,
现在是对这些人讲话。
Now he is speaking to these people.
他们的影响是到将来的。
Their influence is to the future.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
你看见约书亚前面有一块石头。
There's a stone before Joshua.
很清楚。这和建造圣殿有关系。
This has to do with building of the temple.
所以华美的衣服和圣殿有关系的。
Festal robes has much to do with the temple.
只有他穿上了华美的衣服。
Only when he puts on festal robes.
他说看哪。
He's behold.
我在约书亚面前所立的石头，这一块石头有七个眼睛。
The stone that I have set before Joshua, there are seven eyes.
那么你不会明白它。
You will not understand.
你一直等到你明白那个这个金灯台的那个这个意象就清楚。
Not until you understand the seven lamps, the lampstand, then you understand.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
金灯台很清楚。
The lampstand is very clear.
当然指着见证来说。
Of course, refers to the testimony.
但这个见证的能力从哪里来？
But where does the power of the testimony come from?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是从橄榄树。
It comes from the olive tree.
现在不光是橄榄油。
And now it's just not the oil.
现在呢是两个橄榄树。
It's actually two olive trees.
换一句话说。
In other words,
这个源头是取之不尽、用之不竭，是无穷的、无穷的来源。
This origin or this resource is unending.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在如果这个是个金，如果以色列是金灯台的话，
So if Israel is a golden lampstand,
一面以色列好像约书亚一样。
On the one hand, they're like Joshua.
像个祭司一样。
They're like a priest.
为着神来到他们世人面前，为着世人来到神面前。
So they come to God for man, and they come to man for God.
但另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
以色列像金灯台一样。
Israel is like the golden lamp.
弟兄姊妹，金灯台是怎么能够做见证的呢？
For how can a golden lamp stand be a testimony?
所以你看很清楚。
So it's very clear.
不是依靠能势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能够成事。
So it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
这个能力，这个圣灵是无限的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit is unending Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看随时随地都能够和无花和那个圣灵和那个两个
和橄榄树连在一起的。
It's always connected to those two trees.
金子代表神的性情。
Gold speaks about God's nature.
但是这里的金子会流动的。
But this gold is actually moving, flowing.
这个金子可以从一个地方跑到另外一个地方。
This gold can go from one place to another.
你能把神的供应从一个人身上进跑到另外一个人身上去。
You can move the provision of God from one person to another person.
你看见这是圣灵的工作，是不是？
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所罗巴伯凭着什么能够建造圣殿？
How can Zerubbabel rebuild the temple?
圣殿建起来以后
，After the temple is built,
你看见这个灯台就那个金灯台就在那里。
Then you'll see the lampstand will be there.
但是很清楚。
But very clear.
这里告诉我们说
，Here tells us,
不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
It's not by might nor by power.
乃是依靠我的灵方能够成事。
But by my spirit.
所以这是很重要的解释。
So this is a very important interpretation.
那因着这个缘故
，Because of this,
他说大山你算什么？
He said, "What are you, grow great?"
在所罗门巴伯面前要成为平地。
Before Zerubbabel, you become a plain.
你看见吗
？You see that?
这就是当一个人被圣灵充满的时候。
So when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
你看大山都能够成为平地。
Even the mountain will become a flat land.
那不光这样
，Not only that,
而且他所罗巴伯要怎么做呢
？What will Zerubbabel do?
他要搬出一块石头。
He will bring forth a stone.
安在殿顶上。
A top stone.
这是顶石。
This is a top stone.
等到这块石头一摆上去，这个工作就完成了。
Once capstone is put on top, then this work is done.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
最后谁能够完成这个圣殿呢？
Who can complete this temple?
所罗巴伯。
It's Zerubbabel.
还有约书亚。
And Joshua.
所以他们要起来。
So they have to rise up.
他们要刚强。
They have to be strong.
你看见没有？
You see that?
他们最后要把那个顶石放在上面。
They have to place the capstone on the top.
等到顶石放在殿顶上的时候。
When the capstone is put on the top.
大家都大声欢呼说。
Everyone will joyfully say.
愿恩惠恩惠归于这个殿。
Grace, grace to it.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
那
耶和华又临到撒迦利亚。
The word of the Lord came to him saying.
他说：“所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基。
”The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house.
那是二十年前的故事。
And this is a story of 20 years ago.
但是二十年后呢
？But 20 years later.
他的手必完成这工。
And his hands will finish it.
你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
第十节。
Verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为？
For who has despised the day of small things?
这个原文是这样的意思。
What does this mean?
谁藐视这小事的日子呢
？It's despised the day of small things.
这些日子都是小的事情。
These days are all full of small things.
没有大的事情。
There's no big things.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在那个石头上有七个眼睛。
On that stone there are seven eyes.
这个七眼睛什么意思呢
？What are the seven eyes?
他说是耶和华的眼睛。
Is the eyes of Jehovah.
这个眼睛做什么的呢
？What are these eyes for?
遍察全地。
These eyes of the Lord range and
他见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。世界，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
And then it will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
你知道他手里拿着线砣，就表示他在那测量的。
Now when he has a plumb line, it means that he's measuring.
你表示这个殿在哪里建造
？So the temple is being built.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
你看见吗
？You see that?
最后的那个最中心的那个图画。
Finally, the picture that we see.
最中心的意象。
The most central vision.
乃是约书亚。和所罗巴伯
，is Joshua and Zerubbabel。
所罗巴伯代表君王
，Zerubbabel speaks of a king。
约书亚代表祭司
，Joshua speaks of the priest。
就近的来说
，approximately，
一面是指约书亚，一面指的所罗巴伯。
On the one hand, it refers to Joshua, on the other hand, Zerubbabel。
就是远的来说
，distantly speaking，
这里的所罗巴伯和约书亚都是预表基督来说。
This Zerubbabel and Joshua all speak of Christ。
感谢主。
But thank the Lord。
那这里的圣殿指的教会来说。
This temple here speaks of a church。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
现在你看见
，Now you see，
为什么撒拉加利亚书的话不光对以色列说的，也是对教会来说
？Why is the book of Zechariah not just given to the people of Israel, but also to the church?
所以我们看得很清楚。
We see very clearly.
你看见我们的主手里拿着线砣。
We see the hands of our Lord is the plumb.
而且他要搬出一块石头来。
And he will bring forth the capstone.
有的时候我们说
，Some people
教会有明天吗
？Does the church have tomorrow?
今天大家相咬相提，分就会有明天
？So that we keep on fighting against each other, will there be any future?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见今天都是为着我们。
You see, today everything is for our simplicity.
你看广东的人为了方便在一起聚会。
So all the Cantonese meet together.
温州人方便在一起聚会。
The one Chinese meet together because of convenience.
我们在一起聚会只是为了方便。
We meet together because of convenience.
还是为我们想到神的教会呢
？Or do we think about the Church of God?
如果你想到神的教会，你光想到我们这些人吗
？And when you think about the Church of God, do you think that it's only us?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？在这里给我们看见。
Here we see this.
如果每一个人只想到自己的方便
，If everybody can only think think of their own convenience.
就每一个人都有自己天花板的房屋。
Everyone has their own paneled home.
神的殿居然是荒凉。
Then, but the temple of God is desolate.
弟兄姊妹，我们问一个问题。
We ask a question.
你相信主回来前会得这个荣耀的教会吗？
Do you believe that before the Lord returns, he'll gain a glorious church?
我们相信主能一定要成就的。
We believe that the Lord will do this.
为什么？
Why?
就是这个意象。
It is this vision.
就是撒加利亚的意象。
It's the vision of Zechariah.
叫我们不会放弃。
Will not allow us to
叫我们不会灰心。
Allow us not to be
这里的约书亚，这里的所罗巴伯，有一天他坐在宝座上。
就是 Joshua and Zerubbabel one day will sit on the throne.
所以主回来的时候
，So when the Lord returns,
他一定会得着荣耀的教会。
He will gain his glorious church.
所以你看见人发肉体，不要难过。
So when people are there,
你看见教会里面充满肉体，你不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged,
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们相信圣灵能做这样的工作。
We believe that the Holy Spirit can do such a work.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
你敢做下去吗
？Do you dare?
我们需要有意象才可以。
We need to have vision.
这个四组的意象，就叫这帮人起来。
Cause these people to rise up.
最后完成了神的工作。
To complete the work of God.
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
也借助这些的意象。
And through these visions.
让我们能跟随他。
That we may follow him.
那结果是什么呢
？What is the result?
结果我们主要得着荣耀的教会。
Then the Lord will gain a glorious church.
在这地上。
On this earth.
他们又看见一个见证。
They will see a testimony.
因着我们彼此相爱。
Because we love one another.
因着我们合而为一的缘故。
Because we are one.
他们世人就能说
Then the world will know
神的确差遣他的独生子来到这个世界
That God sent his only begotten son to this earth
这什么意思
What does it mean
这是神的见证
It's a testimony of God
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、
我们不能以有一般人在一起聚集就满足
Don't just be satisfied with a group of people gathered together
我们要问说
We want to ask
神的殿是否荒凉
We want to ask Is the temple desolate
那么神做不做他的工作
Does God continue his work
当然这不是你的工作
It's not your work
不是我的工作
It's not my work
不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
Not by mind, nor by power.
乃是依靠圣灵才能。
By my spirit, says the Lord.
我们是不是一直依靠圣灵的
？Are we once continually depending on the Spirit?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
教会里面充满了神的信。
The church is full of the heart.
整个灯台乃是金的灯台。
The whole lampstand is golden lamp.
然后我们的所罗巴伯就搬出那块顶石出来。
And then Zerubbabel will bring forth the final capstone.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他，这个我们的所罗巴伯，他手里。这个立了这殿的根基，他的时候一定要完成这工作。
And then the Zerubbabel, he's established a foundation. He will complete this work.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见这个就是前面的八个意象。
These are the four eight visions in the.
这也就是前面的八章。
And then it's the four first eight chapters.
那明天早晨
，Tomorrow morning，
我们一同来看从第九章到第十四章的两个的重量。
We like to look at from chapter 9 to chapter 14 the two burdens.
那现在圣灵有个解释。
Now the whole Holy Spirit has an
explanation. 如果今天主得着一个荣耀的教会
，If the Lord, the Lord gains a glorious church，
这是目的吗
？This is that the purpose？
这不是目的。
No，
这是为了达到目的一定要经过的。
But this is the means to the end。
为什么
？Why？
有一天神的荣耀要回来。
Because one day the glory of God will return。
他怎么回来
？How does he return？
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
没有一卷书像撒迦利亚所讲的那么清楚。
There's not a book like the book of Zechariah to explain.
明天早晨我们会很清楚。
Tomorrow morning it'll be very clear。
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open up our eyes。
他把他的预言放在我们的前面。
He has placed his prophecies before us。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
根据以西结书
，According to the book of
我们知道神的荣耀要回来。
We know the glory of God will
return。要从橄榄山回来。
Will return from Mount of Olives。
怎么回来
？How will we？
我们要知道它的经过
We have to know its process.
我们要知道它的细节
We have to know its details.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
没有一本书像撒迦利亚
Not one book is like the book of Zechariah
所以若主愿意的话
So if the Lord will
我们明天早晨
We'll return tomorrow morning
我们靠着主的恩典
By the Lord's grace
我们就要把剩下的几章把它结束了
We'd like to finish the remaining chapter
所以如果你们明天早上能够听得更清楚的话
So if tomorrow you want to hear more clearly
也许你们有的人可以开一点夜车把这几章把它读完了
So if you could finish and spend the night reading these chapters
希望你能得到一点的印象
that you may receive some light.
然后我们靠着主的恩典
so by the Lord's grace,
在这短短的周末的时间里
in this short weekend,
让我们对这一卷书最少一点点的认识
that we may have an understanding of this book.
如果因着这卷书
but if because of this book,
叫那些剩下的百姓能够起来完成神的工作
to cause a remainder of God's people to finish the work,
巴不得在主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
是用这卷书来鼓舞我们的
may the Lord use this book to comfort each one of us.
Let's
May we bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们感谢你把这些话开启。
We thank you for giving us these words.
让我们看见你自己旨意的奥秘。
That we may see the mystery of your purpose.
我们现在祷告说，主啊。
We pray, Lord.
求你把更多的话赏给我们。
May you grant us more of your words.
所以我们把明天早晨继续交在你手里。
So we commit tomorrow morning into your hands.
但愿你说没有说完的话。
May you finish the unfinished words.
但愿这个周末是可纪念的周末。
May this weekend be a memorable weekend.
也许我们很多人生下来。就为着这个周末。
Maybe some of us are born for this weekend.
主啊，我们求你记得纪念这个周末。
May you remember this weekend.
撒迦利亚告诉我们，神永远记得。
Zechariah tells us that the Lord remembers.
我们的光景你都记得。
You know, remember our condition.
但愿这个周末把这卷书赏给我们。
May you grant us this book to us this weekend.
但愿这一卷这个周末你做工的缘故。
May this the purpose of your work in us.
在我们的身上有奇妙的改变。
May have a great transformation in us.
但愿你在这里的见证也有奇妙的改变。
May you also have a great transformation in the testimony here.
我们相信你的工作。
We believe in your work.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
Give you all the glory.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen. Amen.